of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lug Nuts Baseball.
Lansing Lug Nuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. And today, the Lug Nuts take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels, game number one of a six-game homestand. But it's not the Lug Nuts. It's a Tuesday. It's the Lansing Locos. And Adam, the Lug Nuts are hoping to make things a little bit more loco in the Midwest League East Division, nine games remaining in the half.
Yes, sir, and there's a lot to play for both teams. Lansing is just four games out. They sit behind Lake County and the Great Lakes Loons. And for the Colonels, they're 3.5 games back of Wisconsin. So with a series and a half to go, there's a lot to play for to start off this six-game set here in Lansing.
Locos right-hander Luis Carrasco to the mound today against John Klein for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Lansing has taken the field, Cedar Rapids in the road grays, Lansing in the marigold and the turquoise. And now we go down to the field for our national anthem. It is time for some Midwest League action. High A baseball between the Oakland A's High A affiliate and the Minnesota Twins High A affiliate as Lansing welcomes in Cedar Rapids for the first of the only six meetings of the year. Here's your Colonels starting nine. Left fielder Jay Harry will lead things off. Batting second, it's the catcher Ricardo Olivar. Batting third, the third baseman Rubel Cespedes. Hitting in the cleanup spot, shortstop Rendon Cohn. The number five hitter is the right fielder Agustin Ruiz. First baseman Kevin Maiton hits sixth. Batting seventh, it's the second baseman Jose Salas. And both Maiton and Salas are switch hitters. Heading eighth, the DH, Nate Baez. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, the center fielder Kyle Hess. Harry Olivar Cespedes. Doncon, Ruiz, Maiton. Salas, Baez, and Hess. They support John Klein. They'll take on the right-hander Luis Carrasco. Adam, who's your spotlight colonel?
That is a good question here. I am going to go with Jose Salas. He's been hot in the month of June through seven games. He's collected eight hits, knocked in four. He's walked a few times, stolen some bags. So we'll go with the switch hitter in the seven hole.
The Lansing Locos, meanwhile. The left fielder, Johnny Butler, leads off. Batting second, the right fielder, Henry Bolte. Heading third, the shortstop, Aribil Anales. Hang on. Two words are about to be declared. Play ball declared down below on Pride Night here in Lansing, Michigan. The 4-5-6 batters for Lansing. Will Simpson cleans up at first base. Batting fifth, the center fielder Brian Wellebas. Heading sixth, third baseman Luke Mann. Batting seventh, the catcher Cole Kahn. Hitting eighth, DH Danny Batista Jr. And then the second baseman Colby Halter bats ninth. Butler, Bolte, Anjale, Simpson, Wellebas, Mann, Kahn, Batista Jr., and Halter. You have a spotlight, Loco.
Let's go with Johnny Butler. He had a great series in Dayton, Jesse.
I love it. It is a Tuesday in Michigan State Capitol. It is overcast above, and Luis Carrasco takes on Jay Harry batting left. The time is 7.04 p.m. On the first pitch, hit high in the air out to right field. Henry Bolte's at the wall. He jumps up, and Bolte can't. Yes, he got it. He made the catch up against the ribbon board, right up against Luis Carrasco's face. One pitch and one gone in the top of the first inning. The bases umpire, Connor McKenna, fired the right fist into the air to let everybody know about Bolte's latest defensive exploits.
Well, that'll wake you up right away. It looked like we were maybe going to have a first pitch dinger. Instead, we've got a first pitch highlight reel catch.
Ricardo Olivar takes a called strike. Home plate umpire Shin Koishizawa. My goodness, Adam. Righty, righty. Carrasco fires. Bow the way right side. Well, Ricardo Olivar comes in hitting 276. He has 8 home runs this year. And that leads Cedar Rapids. He crowds the plate, too, with an upright stance. Carrasco's 0-2. A ground ball, pass the mound, up the middle. Anales can't get it. It's a base hit into center field. Olivar rounds first base, gives a look. Ryan Guelbas looks him right back before dishing into second. And after the leadoff deep flyout, about a little grounder for a one-out single.
Well, Cedar Rapids come out attacking. They were behind in that series finale against the Loons, but they brought out some big swings and ended up taking the series finale, and they've hit the ball well in the air, so this is a park that should play to their strengths.
Rubel Espedes sends the first pitch, flight foul off the left side, and dropping down two rows back from the concourse. And what a snag made by a fan on the carom. Beautifully done. Nothing in one on Cespedes. Heading 291, 12 doubles, 7 homers. The pitch. That shot through the right side for a base hit. Olivar on second. He's going to hang tight right there because here comes the Bolte throw. And now, back-to-back one-out singles for Cedar Rapids. No score in the top of the first inning, but they've got something going for Rain Duncone. Adam, let's talk about Luis Carrasco, the Lugnuts right-hander.
Well, he's been one of their most consistent guys, Jesse. I mean, this year, he has not given up many big games. He's limiting opponents typically to 2 runs or less, but the ERA has been higher at home.
Duncone swings and misses. First pitch off speed. That's the scouting report on Cedar Rapids is they hunt fastball. You have to go secondary stuff, especially early. Olivar at second, Cespedes at first. Righty to righty. Down low. Colonels coming off a series at Great Lakes. This is the Michigan fortnight, the 2-week road trip. A 1-1 will wait as he looks back at the runner at second. Your Lansing Locos defensively, Butler in left, Bolte in right, Wellbass in between them in center. At first, Simpson. At second, Halter. It's short on the lace and a third base man. The catcher's Cole Kahn. And the 1-1. Down and away. You and I have seen, too, that this is a Lansing team that generally does not get off to flying starts in series. And here's Cedar Rapids looking for the good opening. One out, first and second. A 2-1 to Duncone is hopped, foul, wide of third. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
That ERA for Carrasco at home, Jesse, is up over 4, as opposed to on the road, it's sitting at 1.5. So kind of as you would expect, it's a hitter-friendly park here at Jackson Field. And again, only one time in his 11 outings has he given up more than 2 earned runs this year, but good threat here for Cedar Rapids early.
The defending Midwest League champions, 2-2. Duncone takes ball 3 down and away. And talking to Calvin Cristoforo, the voice of Cedar Rapids. By the way, first year in the league, the man goes out and wins a championship.
What do you got for an encore, Calvin?
Ring for the rookie. Though he said, this ballpark should play to this lineup's strengths. 3-2, inside and hit him. And the bases are loaded with Colonels. Following the deep flyout, single HBP. Well, Rain Duncone hit by a pitch for the first time as a member of Cedar Rapids. And for Carrasco, that's just the second batter that he's hit all year. Here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze. So, Agustin Ruiz is coming up, and that's the one guy that we know very well. He excelled for Fort Wayne years ago against Lansing.
Yeah, I remember him having a grand slam against the Lansing Lugnuts down there in Fort Wayne.
You and me both. Well, about Luis Carrasco right now, you can make the case that Jay Harry, first pitch of the game, that's some great hard contact by Harry. But then you could make the case that Olivar, that's just a grounder up the middle, outside of Anales' range. And then Rubel Cespedes, I would argue, he didn't necessarily catch it flush. But that ball, just a moment ago, did catch Duncone flush. The bases chucked with Colonels. Agustin Ruiz with pop. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. About 94 miles an hour to challenge him right out of the gate. Double play ball ends the threat. No score. The pitch. That's called strike two by Shin Koshizawa. Swung and missed through the fastball, took the off speed, and now he's in trouble.
Here he was against Ricardo Olivar, and on a two-strike pitch, he's single. Let's see if he can finish off Ruiz.
Shortstop Anales playing up the middle. The pitch, swing and a miss. He finished him off with a heat. 95 and by him. Out number two.
Sometimes you just need to talk to your guy, Don Schulze. Settle you down a little bit. He comes right back, responds with 3 strikes, and that first strikeout.
Taylor Swift would ask, are we out of the woods? Not yet. Because here's the number 6 hitter, Kevin Maiton, the switch-hitting first baseman. Base is loaded, 2 out, no score. Maiton takes ball 1 up and in.
She would also appreciate you mentioning Fortnite earlier.
Yes, she would. Adam, a poet, not tortured. Upright stance from Maiton. The pitch is hopped down toward first. One big bounce for Simpson and right to his bag for out number 3. 2 singles, 1 batter struck, 3 left, no runs for the Colonels. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts are coming up against John Klein.
Imagine the hospital experience. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine you're a child. This is why Starlight exists. Starlight programs help kids in the hospital cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa Here's Jesse Goldberg Strasburg.
Luis Carrasco pitches out of a bases loaded one out jam. Henry Bolte, great defense to start things off. Bolte at the wall. You'll be seeing him soon. But first, Johnny Butler, then Bolte, then Aribel Anales against the righty, John Klein. 6 feet, 5 inches tall, 225 pounder out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Let's begin with Johnny Butler. How the deal? Fastball up and away, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. Thanks for keeping us company. Klein from the first base out of the rubber. The kick and the 1-0. That's very high. Well, Johnny Barrels had himself a series against Aiden, and he finished it off with a two-double game on Sunday. Two doubles, a walk, a steal. He scored 3 runs. Henry Bolte knocked him in all the time. 2-0. Inside ball three. Butler overall against Dayton, 9 for 22 with a couple of walks. So reaching base 11 times and 24 plate appearances. After going 1 for 21 against Peoria the prior week.
You were wondering if he was the right guy to lead off just because he wasn't getting on base much, but boy, did he turn that around last week.
Klein's 3-0. Inside corner, called a strike by Shin Koishizawa. By the way, the Colonels defensively, Harry's in left field, in center field, Hess, and in right field, Ruiz. The catcher, Olivar. Infield in a moment, a 3-1. Swing and a foul tip right into the mitt of Olivar. It's Maitán at first base, at second, Salas, at shortstop, Doncon, and at third, Cespedes, for the Twins' high A affiliate. From 3-0 to 3-2, John Klein's payoff. Brought off the hands, foul into the screen. This has been a lineup, Adam, that we know all the power and the speed and the dimensions from the guys in the middle, the guys coming up soon. And then the bottom part of the order was tremendous against Dayton. When you get that table set, things become even harder for a pitcher. 3-2. Butler goes down swinging. One batter, one strikeout for Klein. And now Henry Bolte. Bolte at one point in that Dayton series was 1 for 13 with 12 strikeouts. He recovered very well. Righty to righty, no score. Down and away, ball one. Ball one to a second straight batter. Bolte finished the Dayton series 6 for his last 15. 3 hits, 5 RBIs on Sunday in the 7-1 victory. A ball one offering. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. Adam, what do you make of John Klein?
Well, I think he's been one of their steady guys this year, despite having some promotions and some injuries to pitchers. He's starting to pitch well.
A 1-1 pitch is low. Ball two.
And you look what he's been able to do and keeping the ERA at a respectable number. The walks have been up at times, but I think he's a very reliable starter for Cedar Rapids.
Hitter's pitch, Bolte. A chopper down toward third. Cespedes plays it in foul ground. 2-2. I'm talking to Calvin Cristoforo. He said, basically, John Klein is the best starting pitcher that Cedar Rapids currently has. Morris, Matthews, Culpepper all promoted, so he has stepped to the forefront of the rotation. A 2-2 pitch. A check swing by Bolte, it came in, they appeal it, he did not swing. Bolte saying, wasn't I hit by that pitch? What happened? The catcher, Olivar, saying, it glanced off his bat and I caught it, shouldn't it be strike three? Henry, I think, is arguing that he should be down to first base. Here's manager Brian Dinkelman to take up his catcher's cause for Cedar Rapids. Everybody is confused by the home plate umpire, Koishizawa. They're saying it's either a strikeout or an HBP. It can't be neither one.
Well, this is going to be a tough one for Koishizawa. He might have to get McKenna here, and they have a chit-chat.
McKenna said that Bolte's bat did not break the plane of the zone. That's not what Cedar Rapids is arguing. They're saying that that ball hit off the bat, and then Olivar caught it. And Henry Bolte is saying, didn't you hear me get hit by that pitch? It did run right at him. And then Olivar did indeed catch it.
And now Craig Conklin's down there as well, because he's the last one that hasn't gotten an explanation. Henry Bolte got his 2 cents in. Brian Dinkelman got his. And then Craig Conklin may want to get his in if he doesn't get the call that he wants.
I heard contact with something before it went into Olivar's mitt. And whether it's Bolte, whether it's the bat, whether it's both, that's what the umpires are trying to puzzle out right now, halfway between first and home. And you know, an inning takes on a very different tenor, Adam. One out, Bolte at first base as a threat compared to 2 outs, nobody on.
No doubt. I mean, Bolte's probably your best stolen base threat, so this is a big call.
Of course, Sazawa back to the plate. I don't think it's going to go the way of Lansing. Explanation being given to Craig Conklin right now. Talking it all through and icing John Klein. Conklin pointing up the first base side at McKenna. And this plate appearance is going to continue. Let's just call it a do-over, huh? Is the count now 3 balls and 2 strikes? Because he didn't swing. The count was 2-2. Henry is checking in. Of course, as I was saying, step into the batter's box.
I think he just said 2-2.
Klein's pitch. Low and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes in Bolte.
Well,
it was Calvin and Hobbes that once said, a good compromise makes everybody mad. Bolte is arguing that that should have been ball four. He's saying, and now he's walking up the first base side. Of course, as I was calling again for Connor McKenna. Right? It was either a strikeout or a hit by pitch before. Because it was neither, it had to have been ball three. It can't have been nothing. And Henry Bolte walks.
Is Brian Dinkelman going to come out now?
He is not. And we march onward into the future.
Hey, we'll get it. We're all good. First game of the series. First inning. Get your kinks out now, Jesse. You got any phrases you're going to mispronounce?
Oh, trust me. I'm going to save some by accident. Here's A. Rebiel Anales. Bolte runs. The pitch waved at him. Throw down by Olivar. Sails in the center field. Bolte gets up. He races for third. Has his throw in. One hops late. Off the glove of Cespedes. Doesn't trickle far. Steal. Error. And after all of that, Bolte is 90 feet away from scoring the game's first run.
Well, what'd you just say about Bolte being one of the most aggressive and best guys on the base paths? I mean, there it is. First pitch, he goes, draws a bad throw to center field, and now the Locos have the first run potentially 90 feet away.
Hey, Rebiel Anales is the batter. Here's the pitch to him, way outside. Anales and Bolte tied for the team's RBI lead, 43 apiece. The pitch on its way. Check swing. It was outside. Did he go? He did, says McKenna.
Tough angle for us, but I thought he committed there, Jesse. It looked like he came around.
I agree with you. Here's the pitch to Ruby. Swing and a miss. Klein dispatches him. Kept him leaning and chasing low and away. And a second strikeout for Klein. That's big. Now 2 outs and Bolte at third. No score for Will Simpson.
Well, do you remember what the big pitch was that was striking out all the lug nuts in Dayton last week?
It was the slider.
It was the slider, specifically away to righties. You're exactly right. And that is what fooled Anjales. Back-to-back pitches there.
Let's see how Will Simpson does. Here it comes. And the fastball's bounced up the middle, hopping into center field. Base hit. Bolte scores. Hess gets it in. RBI single Simpson. 1-0 Locos.
Well, Will Simpson didn't have a great series offensively for the Lugnuts in Dayton. But that's a big swing right there. Just to poke it through, get on base, and drive in the first run with two outs. Well done by Will Simpson.
I was frankly expecting to see another slider there. Fastball instead from Klein. Simpson got it, found a hole. There's Brian Buelbas. Righty to righty. Drill to right center field, down to the alleyway, and that's triple Zally going to the wall. Simpson wheels around third. He's coming in to score. Buelbas for third base, and the throw is late. RBI triple, Ryan Buelbas. 2-0 Lansing. Triple number 6 this year for Brian. It breaks a tie that he was in with Bolte. He now has sole possession of the Midwest League lead for most triples.
And Lansing just keeps adding on to their team triple total that leads the Midwest League now with 28. You said it, perfectly hit to triples alley. Will Simpson's got good speed, and Buelbas has excellent speed as well.
Luke Mann now, Klein deals. Down and in, ball one. If you're John Klein, you're thinking, all right, I strike out on a lace. All I've got to do is get Simpson. I'm out of this mess. No run scoring. Nope. RBI single, RBI triple. Ball one offering to Mann batting left. Ground ball base hitting the right center field. Buelbas jogs in with leisure. Mann is on with the RBI single. And now it's 3-0 Locos.
Boy, two strikeouts sandwiched in between a walk. I didn't have this being a three-run first inning, but this is what has made Lansing one of the better teams in the league in the first half. This offense can explode out of nowhere. There's great depth, and they are taking great approaches at the plate here ever since that second strikeout to Angeles.
A visit to the mound for Cedar Rapids, pitching coach Jonas Lovin. I mean, my goodness, Adam. Luke Mann did not have a good series against Dayton either. You mentioned Will Simpson, who is 3-for-23 against the Dragons. Mann was 2-for-17. He knocked in one run. And here's his first ribby of the Cedar Rapids series. This is what this Lugnuts offense can do. We have just become so accustomed to seeing them hold off on this offense until later in the game. Then it comes against the bullpen. But here it comes in the very first inning against Klein. Here comes the number 7 batter in the order. The switch hitting catcher Cole Kahn steps in. You will hear an interview with Cole on the Lugnuts pregame show tomorrow. 6-5, John Klein sets, throws. Fouled up and away off the left side, strike one. Can you hear every time that I go to say Lugnuts or Locos and my tongue twists wanting to say the opposite? Tomorrow, the Lugnuts pregame show. Today, the Locos are leading 3-0.
Tuesdays are tough, man.
Tuesdays with Maury.
Don't want to be on that show. No offense.
Here's the 0-1. Got two. Whacked foul up the left side. Strike two for Cole Kahn, who did not have a poor series against Dayton. In fact, he looked great. 5-for-15 with a double and two homers. One from the left side, one from the right side. And both of those were three-run homers. Have you noticed how much the Lugnuts have been coming through with multiple guys on base? Only one guy on right now, Luke Mann at first, two outs. A 2 pitch from Klein. Shortstop is up the middle. Pitch is on its way. Swing and a miss. Klein fans Kahn. And that'll do it for the first inning. A 3-run first inning on 3 hits, a walk, an error, one man left on. The Locos take a 3-0 lead to the second inning from Jackson Field.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Cedar Rapids had a great threat in the top of the first inning, loading up the bases with only one out against Luis Carrasco. They failed to score, but the Lansing Lugnuts didn't fail to score. Three runs pushed across, three different players with run-scoring base hits consecutively with two outs. 3-0 Lugnuts. Here's Jose Salas, switch hitter batting left. And he takes a called strike from Carrasco. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Thank you so much for keeping us company. Salas, Baez, and Hess, 7-8-9 in the order. And a 1 on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike 2.
21 years old for this Salas. I'm just wondering why he's so old here in the Midwest League, Jesse. He's not a teenager?
You're thinking of Ethan Salas.
Oh, that's right.
Jose Salas acquired via trade with Miami. 0-2 off the Hezzy, up high. 17-year-old great beard, Ethan Salas for Fort Wayne.
Unreal to think that Ethan Salas is 17 and Jose Salas has got years of wisdom on him at 21.
4 years, ball two outside. Henry Bolte being 3 years older than Ethan Salas.
Remarkable. A lot of talent in this league, regardless the age.
There's the 2-2. Inside ball three. So these are the only six meetings between Lansing and Cedar Rapids this year. When I first entered the Midwest League, every single team played every other team, and it was good. You got to see everybody else's talent. The A's prospects against the Twins prospects here. Payoff. Inside ball four. Carrasco got out in front of him, and then he walked him. Salas is on to open up the second inning.
We saw that same thing with Olivar, where he got up two strikes, base hit came after it. He had two strikes on Don Cone, ended up walking him, or, I guess HBP, but it was the same type of thing. So
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's been some base runners here against Carrasco in the first couple of frames.
Here's the deal. Swing and a miss by Nate Baez. I think that this is the thing that people say about Luis Carrasco is, okay, you get out in front. Do you have a put-away pitch? Do you know what I mean? Nothing in one. What do you do then? He did strike out Ruiz in the first. Oh, one pitch. Off the outside corner. And especially as he moves up to the system. Because he's been great and consistent here in Lansing. But in Double-A, those batters are going to strain him. Unless he has something to send them back to the dugout. The 1-1. Drops low. Nate Baez, through 28 games hitting .247 with four home runs. Also a couple of doubles and a triple. Out of Tucson, Arizona. Hitter's pitch. Drilled foul up the right side. Just a little bit late, 2-2. I asked Calvin Crestaforo why Baez was the DH today. There are three catchers on the Cedar Rapids Colonels roster. Olivar, the number one catcher. And then Dylan Tatum and Nate Baez. And Calvin said, they're riding the hot hand. His bat has been red hot. Baez takes ball three outside.
Well, I know Star Wars Day is on Saturday, but boy, I think we've got someone that could fit right into the Rebel Force, man. He grew up in Tucson, but he's an Arizona State Sun Devil? That doesn't seem right.
Wow. I wonder how that came to be. Payoff. Runner moves, the pitch is low. No, called strike three at the bottom part of the zone. All the while, Salas steals second. Carrasco records his second strikeout, and there's one away in the second inning. Stolen base number 11 for Jose Salas.
Well, it's right there at the bottom fringe area in the zone, and Shin Koishizawa goes up with it. Baez thought it might have been a touch low, and that's a benefit call right there for Carrasco.
Shadow zone, baby. The K-man, the number 9 hitter, Kyle Hess, fouls off the first pitch that he sees. Fastball from Carrasco right now, 94 miles an hour. Another chance for the Colonels to get on the board, down by 3. Second inning. The pitch. Hess does not chase outside. Change up there from Carrasco. This is the number 9 batter. And then you've got Jay Harry and Olivar and Cespedes. The big threatening bats for a 32-24 Cedar Rapids team. Break even 1-1. Shot up the middle. Line drive caught by Anales. Steps on second. Double play. Unassisted for the shortstop, doubling off Salas and ending a scoreless second inning. They're 1.5, Locos 3, Colonels nothing.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's open up the bottom of the second inning. Locos 3, Colonels nothing. It's Copa de la Diversión evening. Also Pride Night here in Michigan State Capitol. All through Pride Month. Danny Batista Jr. leads off against the right-hander John Klein. Righty to righty. Outside ball 1. In the first inning for Klein, a strikeout, a walk, a strikeout. Things were suiting up all right. Then things went sideways for him. Fires to Batista Jr. That's outside for ball 2. Danny Batista Jr. is coming off another multi-hit game. 2-for-4 on Sunday. 7-for-18 against Dayton. And overall, the last 2 weeks, he is 13-for-32. Here's the pitch. And he swings and misses. 2 balls and a strike. 93 miles an hour on that fastball. Danny is DHing today. 2-1, a swing and a foul tip into the mid of the catcher, Olivar. 2-2. Klein struck out 3 batters overall in the first inning. He fanned Butler, Anales, and Kahn, and all of them swinging. Looks for a 4th strikeout. Steps back, leg kick, here it is, up and away. And the count is 4. Colby Halter's waiting on deck, then right back up to the top of the order. And Johnny Butler. First inning, the runs knocked in by a Will Simpson single, a Buelbas RBI triple, and a Luke Mann RBI single. 3-2 coming. A slider bounced down toward first. Maiton over, grabs it in foul ground. Batista Jr. tried to dodge around him. Maiton was there to apply the tag, but that ball had taken a veer. Simply foul, and we stay 3-2.
Jesse, I thought that if that ball was fair there, that Danny Bautista avoided the tag, and I think he did a good job of staying in the channel. So that would have been, a little infield squib single right there if it was fair.
So Maiton bailed out. Instead, right back up to home plate. Kaitan way off his line. Second baseman Salas up the middle. Line, a deep breath. A payoff. Chop down towards shortstop. Chance for Duncan attacking. Close to first. Bautista Jr. is at number one.
Well, I think he should have gone with the weaker contact, you know?
Hit it too hard.
Hate when that happens.
First at put into play against Klein.
Always wondered why that never happened to me, hitting it too hard, you know?
I mean, on the golf course?
Yeah, just don't know which direction it's going, though, unfortunately.
Colby Alter, the left-handed hitting second baseman. One out, nobody on, 3-0 Locos. Third baseman Cespedes off his line and in, just in case of a bunt. Klein fires. Ground ball back past Klein. Another chance for Duncan. Throws to first. And the shortstop has recorded the first two outs. Such an interesting trade in the offseason. Rain Duncan going from Los Angeles, the Dodgers org, to the Twins. Noah Miller heading the other way. We've gotten a chance to see both of them playing shortstop in this league.
That's right. And both guys, very talented. Duncan was a top 30 prospect in the Dodgers org, now is in the Twins org.
Ball one to Johnny Butler. Butler is 0 for 1, struck out swinging his first time up after he had worked the count to 3-0. And Klein came right back and got him. Fires. Ripped down the right side, but he hooked it foul. One ball and one strike to Butler. Lansing Locos out to a 3-0 lead. Klein is in search of a perfect second inning after the first inning went wrong for him with two outs. And here he is again, two outs, nobody on. We saw a lot of two-out magic from Lansing and Dayton last week. The pitch, up high and inside.
You saw it in that first inning, full well.
Yeah. Well, the middle of the order here is no joke.
Mm-hmm.
Duncan is right up the middle. I mean, right up the middle. Here's the pitch. Down low and away. I think Duncan has to watch himself, Adam. If he took, I'd say, even one more step to his left side, he'd be in danger of being a little bit too far to the other side of the bag, having three infielders on the right side. He's being very careful with his positioning. 3-1. Butler takes ball four high. Two-out base runner, and here comes Henry Bolte.
You know, that's something interesting, Jesse. You and I have not seen that yet, where an umpire says, hey, shortstop or second base is too far over, because we see them obviously restricted. You can't go beyond second base. You have to stay on the right or left side of the diamond. But I think you're right. He is right there, or he was right there on the fringe.
I've heard the call made in AAA this year. Klein to Henry Bolte. Butler runs. The pitch is chopped toward third. Cespedes has it. Takes his time. Fires to first. Bolte is barely out of the bag. He crossed the bag as if he was passing through a finish line, but he couldn't beat Cespedes' throw. The inning is over. A walk, a man left. We go to the third inning. Locos 3, Colonels nothing. Adam Jackson will be back with a call.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at Protecting Kids Up.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
hello there on this Tuesday, June 11, 2024, Lansing, the Locos tonight on Pride Night in Michigan State Capitol, leading 3-0 against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Back to the top of the card for the second time tonight, Jay Harry, the Penn State Nittany Line, in sixth-round selection last year, steps in. Lefty, the pitch, squares to bunt, and it's fouled off the netting above Cedar Rapids' dugout. One of their team members down there made the catch right off the netting. That's Augustine Ruiz that made that catch. Two hands. Nice work. One batting glove on, one off. The pitch. That's a fastball. Grabs the black on the outside corner. Strike two. Well, Carrasco has had some base runners through the first couple of innings, so an opportunity for him to have potentially a perfect frame. Now, he worked around a walk in the second and got a double play, so he faced the minimum in the bottom of the card. Righty-lefty, the pitch home. Breaking ball is fouled down the first base side, scorched to the right of the pillow. Luis Carrasco, the 22-year-old, 6'1", 240. He's got a four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, cut fastball, slider, and a changeup. In all four of his prior starts this year, he's given up two runs or less. No runs through the first two innings. The pitch popped up foul, third base side. Supposed to be a really pleasant week here in Michigan State Capitol. This is the chilliest day where the weather's sitting in the low 70s, but sunny all day today. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip, held on to by Cole Kahn. Third strikeout for Carrasco. 95 at the top of the zone. So now here comes Ricardo Olivar. Top 30 prospect for the Twins, 21st ranked by MLB Pipeline. He had a really great month of May at Olivar, but he has struggled to open up June. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Went around on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball, strike one. Did have a hit to open this game, though, so he's four for his first 29 in the month of June. Righty-righty, the pitch home. Checked it. He came around on the slider low. No balls, two strikes. 3-0, Lansing leading. Time called by Olivar. Colonels coming into this one, 32-24, trying to catch Wisconsin before the end of the first half. 0-2 pitch, whacked out foul, first base side. Cedar Rapids had the lead in the division for most of this first half until recently, but again, we kind of talked about they've had some injuries, they've had some guys promoted, so trying to figure out their new identity. The pitch, that's up high. One ball, two strikes.
The crossroads, Adam, of the playoff chase with guys earning promotions.
How dare they perform well and move up? 1-2 pitch. Down low. Slider, two balls, two strikes. It's no Cedar Rapids of 2023 where they just steamrolled the entire year. Cedar Rapids finished first in the first half and second half last season. The pitch is a bouncing ball high off the plate, third base side. It's a short pick attempt, and man can't get his glove down. It slowly rolls to shallow left. Aribio Anales backed it up. I imagine that's a base hit. It is. Would have been a tough play. And Carrasco gives up his third hit. One on with one out in the third. Two-hit night for Olivar. Now here comes Rubel Cespedes, the Midwest League Player of the Month in April. Pitch home. That's down low. One ball, no strikes. Coming off that series up in Midland, Cespedes 4-for-21 against the Loons. Couple runs, home run, two RBIs, struck out 9 times. The pitch, line drive out to left center field, down for a base hit. Up to second goes Olivar. And Cespedes is on. Back-to-back hits for the 2 and 3 hitters, just like the first time up in the first inning.
Well, you're not going to beat Cespedes with a fastball. He has a quick bat. That's a 94-mile-an-hour heater, and it left his bat and sizzled out to center at 107.
And you're right. He didn't beat him with the fastball.
But that was how Great Lakes was so good at taking care of Cedar Rapids' offense all last week, was they didn't give them the fastball when they wanted it.
Pitch home. Down low, ball one. In a rematch of the Midwest League Championship last year, the Loons took 4 of 6 from Cedar Rapids up in Midland last week.
You and I know the Loons. They do their homework.
Don Cohn at the plate. The pitch. That slides outside. 2 balls, no strikes.
And last year, I can make the case, the Colonels were supremely talented. The entire year, they were the best team in the Midwest League. And then they went out, and they're the champions because they were the best team. This is a different sort of Colonels squad. They went into Midland, and Midland played them tough.
2-0 pitch. On the ground, past the dive of Mann into left field. Coming up to scoop it is Butler. Around third, Olivar scores. To second and third go Cespedes and Don Cohn. RBI double, Don Cohn. Cedar Rapids is on the board. It's 3-1 in the third.
That's another fastball that a second straight Colonel was ready for and ripped.
And a second time through the order, same as the first. 2, 3, and 4 reach. Instead of an HBP this time, Don Cohn loops the first extra base hit. And that provides the first run of the night for the Colonels. And their first run of the series as Don Schulze walks out to the mound.
That first inning, it was that Olivar Cespedes Don Cohn combo that gave Luis Carrasco troubles. And they're doing it again here in the third inning. The rest of the batters, with Ruiz and Maitai coming up, the rest of the batters, I thought that he pitched a lot more comfortably.
Absolutely. It's the same thing as what we saw the first time around. And now can Carrasco, can he get Ruiz? He got him to strike out. He got a ground ball to Maitai. Those are the two guys coming up next with one out. Runners at second and third as Cedar Rapids is on the board. It is a team that is very susceptible to strikeouts. Up over 500 on the season. They've struck out 3 times already in this game. Cedar Rapids has 10 or more strikeouts in 9 consecutive games. Righty-lefty matchup with Ruiz. The pitch. Changeup a little bit low and outside. Ball one. Cedar Rapids out hitting Lansing 5-3. Base hit could tie the score. 1-0 pitch. Popped up. Shallow left field. This is a long run for Butler in. Mann is going out. Foul territory over his shoulder. Can't make the catch. Almost might be for the better because Rubel Cespedes was ready to potentially head home. It would have taken Mann a catch over his shoulder, finding his footing, and then turning around, gaining his ability to set and throw. That would have been interesting to see if Cespedes would have tried it. Instead of foul ball, it's 1-1. Carrasco deals. Line drive out to right center field, down for a base hit. In to score comes Cespedes. Don Cohn right behind him. Up to second, Ruiz slides in before the tag from Angeles. 2-run double, we're tied at 3.
It's another meaty fastball. And another Colonel hitting a ball at triple digits.
It was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the exit velo to Jesse's point, 101 off the bat of Ruiz. So that 3-0 lead, it has evaporated. So the first time this year that Luis Carrasco in a start has given up more than 2 earned runs. Here's Kevin Maton. The pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike one, bottom of the zone.
Maton is an interesting guy because he's going to sell out. And he's one of the reasons they strike out so much, but he has so much power.
The pitch. Maitan takes it wide. 1-1. He joined the Colonels back on May 17th. And speaking to what you said, he had a home run in his debut. With that said, though, Jesse hasn't had an extra base hit in his last 10 games. 1-1 pitch. On the ground, foul, first base side. 1-2.
You see how he swings, which I then hear that stat and I go, that feels to me more like he's due. What's going on for Maiton, and how isn't he fitting in this offense? He's capable of so much more than he's shown.
Big fella, 6'2", 190 out of Venezuela. The pitch home. Looped it out to center field, and it's down in front of Buelbas. Ruiz had to hold up and wait, so he sticks at third. They're at the corners. 5 straight hits for Cedar Rapids.
That's simply good hitting. Take the changeup and serve it out into center field.
Just a little poke. And right now, Luis Carrasco is struggling as the bullpen starts to get loose for Lansing. Some guys stewing around over there, getting up, getting stretched out. Here's Jose Salas, a chance to give Cedar Rapids their first lead. Still one out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 95-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the zone. Strike one.
This is where you think about the double play ball, right? But Salas runs well, batting from the left side.
Lansing has turned 42 double plays, make it 43 this year. 0-1, poked out to shallow left field. This dunks down for a base hit. Ruiz comes in to score. Cedar Rapids has a 4-run third and their first lead of the game. Boy, there has not been much on the last two hits from Maiton and then Salas, but just enough to clear the infield.
Those are the kind of hits that you and I expect to see against Carrasco, though, because in general, batters put the ball into play against him. He is not a swing-and-miss guy. So every now and then, someone's going to find some grass. The hard-hit ones, those are the concerning ones.
Here's Nate Baez from the right side. The pitch, slider, outside corner, strike one. 7 straight hits. Six straight hits. Olivar, Cespedes, Don Cone, Ruiz, Maiton, and Salas. 4 singles, 2 doubles. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. Well, the fastball was not working for Carrasco, so he's gone back-to-back sliders in this at-bat to Baez, who struck out in his first at-bat. 0-2 pitch. Slider again, swing and a miss. 3 straight sliding away from Baez, 2 outs.
We put so much of a focus on the pitcher to say, okay, let's see if Carrasco can make pitches. It's also on Cole Kahn. Kahn and Carrasco working together to say, okay, this isn't working. Let's try something else.
Remember, Cole Kahn just got into town a couple weeks ago. He's not been here very long. The pitch home. A little bit low to the 9-hitter, Kyle Hess. 25-year-old lefty from Pitt. Just his 6th game with Cedar Rapids, joining them on May 29th. 1-0, shot back off the netting. 1-1.
Important at bat, because if you're Hess, you're trying to turn the lineup over and get those big bats up once again. He came in with a great track record, but he simply has not hit with the Colonels so far.
And just 2 for his first 19 after he lined into the double play in the second. The pitch, that's way inside, danced out of the way of a potential HBP. 2 balls and a strike here, a 4-run third for Cedar Rapids, and they still have Maiton at second, Salas at first. 9th batter to the plate, and Kyle Hess. 2-1 pitch, shot down third base side, and that sneaks in the line, and it's fair down the left field side. Maiton is around third, he's in to score. It's a 3rd double in this 3rd inning for the Colonels. 5-3 lead for Cedar Rapids.
That's an excuse me from Hess. Fastball running in on him and just punched it inside out and snuck it in between man and the line. I think it took him by surprise.
I mean, these are just little dinks and dunks and squibbers, but they have been hit to the right spots. And it's a 5-run 3rd inning for Cedar Rapids. 2nd time in the order has been daunting. Here's Jay Harry. The pitch. Line drive foul. Oh, there's three locos down there, all up. And that's Hunter Bro, I believe, that comes up with it. He was the middleman. And boy, he was excited that he got that ball before the other two. Irvin down there as well, it looks like.
One righty between the two lefties, Irvin and Colton Johnson.
Boy, they were all in unison there. The 0-1 pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Dare I say that's a Three Stooges-esque look-alike down there with those three. They're having a good time protecting the bullpen. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase the fastball a little bit wide. Harry in this game 0 for 2. He has been hitless in his last four games. Four for his first 32 in June.
How about going with the one batting glove look?
Yeah.
Golf style.
It's the back left hand that's got the bare hand. The pitch. This is shot out to left field. It's a base hit. Sally scores. Hess right behind him. The throw to the plate. Two hops in late. It's a two-run single for Jay Harry. First hit in five games. It's a seven-run third inning for Cedar Rapids.
Adam, that is a fastball that is outside. It's off the plate. And Harry reached out and poked it. What an adjustment by the Cedar Rapids offense the second time around, saying, we are going to put the ball into play.
And have they ever. And everything that they've put in play is coming up with a hit. And Craig Conklin is out. And this is a rare sight to see Carrasco struggle like this. But again, it has not been hard contact. It's just been pokes that have gone to the right spot. So 10 batters deep into the third. 8 hits deep and 10 total. And 7 runs in this third inning. Carrasco exits. And the Locos will head to the pen.
It's like a football game. On their opening possession, Lansing drove down, settled for a field goal. And now here's the Cedar Rapids response.
Well, right now they've kicked the extra point. Now in the game of baseball, you can kick the extra point, but you still have a chance to go for two. How weird is that?
At what point do they onside kick?
I don't know.
It has been a long while since we last saw Dylan Hall pitching in a game. His last appearance was June the 1st against Peoria. He did not pitch at all against the Dayton Dragons.
Well, right now they're hoping that he can just find a way to get this final out. Again, I don't think the pitching wasn't bad there from Carrasco. It's weak contact, but sometimes that's how this game works. Just everything is where your defense is not, and that was the case, really. You go back to Maiton, Salas, Hess, and Harry, all hits that were not well struck. They were just perfectly struck. Little bloops and knocks down the line, and that ends the night for Carrasco much earlier than he anticipated, especially after 32 pitches in. He had given up no runs in the first two innings.
I didn't like the plan against Cespedes or Doncon or Ruiz, where they're going right at these guys with fastballs. And these are fastball hitters, so they turned it around and they clobbered them. But then you said it, bad luck for Luis Carrasco.
I think you're right, though. It took him too long to get to the slider, almost like he wasn't trusting it. He was going heavy fastball. He got the three sliders to Baez for the strikeout, but by that time he had already given up 6 hits, 2 doubles, 3 doubles in this third inning. Cedar Rapids now has passed Lansing for most doubles in the league. The pitch. Fastball is in there. Strike one.
That's going to be a fun race all throughout this series because we have not seen our last double.
102 doubles for Cedar Rapids. 100 for Lansing. Top two in the league. 0-1. Broken bat, liner, third base side. Foul, though. And Ricardo Olivar was hunting for another ball to drop in. Instead, it's no balls, 2 strikes. Already, Dylan Hall living better than Luis Carrasco in terms of the bad luck factor. It looks like Ricardo Olivar really loved that bat too. He's pretty bent out of shape about that thing getting broken.
I love Jose Salas at the far side of the dugout. Salas recently scored. He's got a cup. He's drinking. He keeps the cup in his hand to go retrieve the broken barrel of the bat. Just jogged out. Cleaned off the playing surface.
0-2. Kicked back off the netting. It's a good teammate.
But you're right. I wonder how many hits that bat had delivered him.
Well, unfortunately, he's got to use a new one to potentially come up with another hit. 7-3 Cedar Rapids, top three. The pitch, slider away. 1-2. Lansing scored 3 in the first. Cedar Rapids has scored 7 in the third. Field goal and a touchdown here. The fall kind of feels like it tonight. Under 70 degrees. Get closer to September. 1-2 pitch. Foul back. We've seen, I'm sure, the Michigan State fans curious to see how many touchdowns they'll be scoring down the way under first-year head coach Jonathan Smith. His debut will get underway in East Lansing this fall. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball swing and a miss. Down to a knee there from Ricardo Olivar. And that will do it. So Dylan Hall comes in to get the third and final out in his first batter face. But Cedar Rapids, they come through in a big way. 8 hits, 3 doubles, and 7 runs. They leave one stranded. We head to the bottom of the third, 7-3 Colonels.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Pride night here in Lansing, and right now it's Cedar Rapids that is feeling prideful after a 7-run top of the third. All of a sudden, John Klein comes out with a 4-run lead. Lansing, the middle of the order, due up. Aribio Angeles, Will Simpson, and Brian Welbas coming to the plates. Jesse, I hear that we have got a birthday listener, Bentley, all the way out in Stockton, California, where many Stockton Ports have made their way to Lansing. Thanks so much for listening, and happy birthday to Bentley. First pitch home to Aribio. Stands there and takes it. A little bit high and up on the inside part of the plate. Ball one. Klein kicks and throws home. That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's a inning and a half early hint. The answer to the trivia question, he also is from Stockton, California. The pitch, that's in there. Strike one, 2 balls and a strike on Angeles. That's right, I haven't even given you the question. But you know what? There you go.
Love it. Happy birthday, Bentley.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for tuning us in. 2-1. Fisted out to shallow center field. Dunks down for a base hit. Was that one against Carrasco, too? Because it looked the same. Nope, that's Aribio Angeles that joins the Colonels in just putting it in play and getting aboard.
You and I have seen games in Lansing long enough to understand that this ballpark, there are hits, there are runs, And a 7-3 lead is not safe for the Colonels.
Especially in the third inning. Here's Will Simpson. Ready, ready, the pitch. Pass ball up high. Ball one.
Adam, I've got another shout-out to send along to Jerry and Roger Shriver. Roger Shriver in Lincoln, Nebraska. Jerry Shriver in Somerville, South Carolina. Jerry, a Lugnuts fan. Roger, a Cedar Rapids Colonels fan.
Throw back to first. In safely is Angeles. Roger that. Right now, Roger's got the bragging rights. 7-3, Colonels lead.
We'll see if the outcome of this game doesn't give Jerry a smile by the end.
Well, you know Roger's not going to smile if he's a Colonels fan. The pitch, that's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. You have to curl your face and make that snarl like the Colonel makes in the logo of Cedar Rapids, right? Can't be smiling.
Well, he's getting shucked.
Oh, shucks. 2-0 pitch. Too tall at 91. Three balls, no strikes to Simpson. RBI single in his first at-bat. The Lugnuts did all their damage, for the most part, in that first inning with two outs. Pulte walked with one out, and then Simpson, Welbas, and Mann all had hits with two outs. Welbas, the triple, 3-0. Inside, no, that's in there, at the top of the zone. Got him with the fastball, 3-1.
What I liked about Will's first at-bat was simply that he took it right back through the middle. When he was at his best earlier this year, that's all he was doing, keeping it simple.
Throw back to first. Angeles is in there. The ball scoots away, and Angeles thought about going to second, but he holds up. Oh, I think he would have made it. He took a few steps. Maiton lost his footing as well before he would have been able to throw that to first base. Slippery over there. Will Simpson has been much better at home this year. The OPS is up over 1,000 at home as opposed to 660 on the road. 3-1. That's cute back foul. Three balls, two strikes. It's a Lansing Locos night, so Lansing wearing the turquoise Locos unis. They've got kind of the splash marks surrounding the Locos in pink and gold. Locos written in marigold writing. 3-2, there goes Angeles. Swung back off the netting. Do the payoff once again. White pants, black socks, and black Lugnuts batting helmets. But again, they're the Locos tonight. Cedar Rapids going with the all-gray look, with Cedar Rapids in green and blue across their chest. Colonel logo on the right sleeve, Twins logo on the left. Actually, no, they don't have it on the left sleeve. How about that? Pitch home. Up high and outside, ball four. Tried to get him with the slider, didn't work. So Simpson becomes the third walk tonight for the Nuts. And the first two have reached in the third with Cedar Rapids up 7-3.
I would argue that was two bad sliders in a row by Klein. Got away with the first, he hung it. And that one, he just didn't get on top of it. This is a threat of his own making. He fell behind Simpson. We know the kind of contact that Brian Grobas made his first time up.
Let me guarantee, if you go to Sidecar here in Lansing, you will not get two bad sliders in a row, Jesse.
Perfection.
Here's Brian Grobas. Pitch. That's in there, strike one, and it's kitty corner from the ballpark. So walking distance is easy. You could go to the Nut House, too. Go across the street to Capital City Market. A lot of spots to visit. 0-1. That's at the bottom of the zone, strike two. You know, we do have a visitor. Nathaniel Stoltz is with us, so I'm just trying to give him ideas. One of the best with A's content online in town for the week. Happy to have him. 0-2 pitch. That's outside. One ball, two strikes.
You know what Nathaniel's releasing right now and all this week? It's his midseason prospect ranking.
This is our favorite time of the year to see where everybody's ranked. And he's got, I believe, three Lugnuts in his top 10.
So
maybe.
I was just working my way through the honorable mentions and 50 to 40.
The pitch. This is lifted. Deep left field. Over towards the line. Harry. And he makes the catch running towards the wall. That ball looked like it was headed out. It hung up, and then Harry had time to go and retrieve it as he hit the wall in left field. That would have made this game a lot tighter, but it's the first out in this third inning.
That's a tremendous running catch, especially with the wall rising up so quick on it.
Here's Luke Mann. First pitch down low, ball one.
Klein is faltering. He's really faltering right now. Just after his offense went out and scored 7 runs to give them the lead, this is a crucial half inning for the Lansing offense.
The pitch, down low, 2 balls, no strikes. No doubt about it, the first 2 were each. You just gave up 7 runs in the third. And we've talked about it numerous times. When Lansing wins games, they typically answer right back when they give them up. Righty-lefty matchup, the 2-0. Line drive back to center field, hanging and dropping in front of Hess. Anales to third. Station to station they go. Bases are loaded for Cole Kahn.
That is a grooved 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And that is neat for Luke Mann.
That's Mann's 5th hit here in June. And now here comes Cole Kahn, who had a great series out in Dayton. Had a home run from both the right and the left. He bats from the left here against the righty Klein. 7-3 Colonels, 1 out. The pitch popped up, third base side, and foul. Came in on the hands. We've got some Klein fans here in attendance. Maybe his family that's got one of his jerseys on. See the guy down there in the gold uniform, Jesse?
Sure do.
Klein on his back. Or if that's Iowa Central. The pitch, that's up high. 1 ball, 1 strike. Klein spent a couple of years at Iowa Central CC.
Do you know who was his pitching coach?
I do not.
Jonas Lovin, his Cedar Rapids Colonels pitching coach.
Well, how about that? It's a pretty easy transition. The pitch, high hopped off the plate, foul, first base side. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Cole Kahn. He's got those big, thick Franklin batting gloves on, light blue. They match well, kind of a faded lighter blue to go with the turquoise blue uniform. He's got the eye black running all the way down his cheeks, right and left. Bases loaded, 1 out. Klein's 1-2. Outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cole Kahn with 6 hits in June, Jesse. You know how many have been for extra base hits?
The majority?
4. Yes, your answer is correct. And he hits it well. The pitch, this is popped up. Foul territory, third base side. It's the catcher, Olivar, going over and runs out of room. 3 rows deep, hops into the stands, hops on top of the dugout, and then rolls back to the seats. And it remains 2 balls, 2 strikes on Kahn. Anales is at third, Simpson at second, Mann is at first. 7-3 Colonels in the bottom of the third. Feels like we might have a wacky game tonight. 2-2 pitch. Outside, and we're full. Were you looking for offense tonight?
From Cole Kahn, as a matter of fact, I was looking for this. Because he was one of the top men in all the California League of Drawing Walks, and he only has 1 walk with Lansing. It's been good waiting out Klein, waiting for his pitch.
Second walk, could draw on a run. The pitch fouls it back, and it remains 3 balls, 2 strikes. Cole Kahn has had an RBI in 6 of his first 7 games as a Lugnut. He doesn't have one yet tonight. He struck out to end the first inning, but if he walked or got a base hit here, he could tack on 11, 12, 13, maybe even 14 to his RBI counts.
He is swinging big. That was the Bolte special the last time, where you swing so big you dislodge your helmet.
It's Lodge back on now. And we're ready for the 3-2. Klein throws. Inside ball four. It's an 11th RBI for Cole Kahn as a Lugnut. He walks in a run. Angele scores. 7-4 the score.
It's an excellent plate appearance. In terms of this, he made himself a threat, right? He was up there, aggressive, ready to try to barrel, just missed a couple. And so Klein had to be very careful, and in the end, was too careful. Tried to fit that fastball in on the inside corner, left it too far inside, and Cole Kahn discerning, he'll take that.
And now we've got a meeting on the mound, a visit here to try and settle things down for Klein. As you mentioned, this is a big opportunity, this half inning. You give up the 7 runs, can you come back and get back into this game? A big swing here from Danny Bautista Jr. could get them right back into this game, but Lansing's okay. We've seen them, Jesse. They're not a huge home run hitting team. Lansing is 9th out of the 12 teams with 40 home runs this year. They're okay playing it. Singles, walks, that on-base percentage type of offense to move runners over and score guys on base.
I think if you're Klein, you're Cedar Rapids, you're looking for the double play ball. Danny Bautista Jr. this year has grinded into 5 of them. No pitcher on Cedar Rapids has coaxed more than Klein. But Bautista Jr., we've seen recently, he's swinging for more and more power.
He's got great speed as well if he did hit it on the ground. The pitch, line drive, and it's caught lunging. Don Cohn, no, he dropped the baseball. Okay, they do say catch, but it fell out of his glove late as he was trying to transfer and potentially throw to a bag. There's 2 outs.
That's the right call from Connor McKenna. Basically, this is a call from the umpire where you take care of all of the base runners. You do not let that shortstop drop the ball and then make the ball live.
Think about how many dinks and dunks we just saw from Cedar Rapids drop down for base hits. And Danny Bautista Jr. hits it 102 off the bat, and it's caught. Here's Colby Holzer. The pitch. Lefty loops this out to left center field. On the run, Don Cohn makes the catch to his right at shortstop. Back-to-back pitches, back-to-back outs to Don Cohn at short. And the bases are left loaded with Locos in the third. Lindsay gets 2 walks, 2 hits, 1 run. 7-4 Cedar Rapids off to the fourth at Jackson Field.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come on, Dan. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, we come back to Lansing, Michigan. 3 innings complete. We've had 11 runs, 15 hits, and an error already. And it's Cedar Rapids that scored all 7 of their runs in that third inning. They have the lead 7-4. 11 batters came to the plate in that third. Rubel Cespedes comes up, the 3-hitter against the righty Hall. First pitch on the ground over towards second. Halter a couple of steps to his left, shuffles, throws to first. 1 out. First time that Cespedes has not reached tonight after a couple of singles in the first and the third.
At the plate, 23,
Up next, here comes Rain Don Cone. First pitch. Bottom of the zone. Strike one. The pitch right there. The bottom corner of the zone from Dylan Hall. Righty kicks and throws. Popped up. Shallow center field. Colby Halter, the second baseman, calls off Angeles. A step backwards into the outfield grass to make the catch. Two outs. Well, Lansing has had base runners allowed in every half inning. But right now, Dylan Hall trying to give them their first perfect frame without any base runners. Two hits and an HBP in the first, a walk in the second. Eight hits in the third. The pitch. That's down low. One ball, no strikes to Augustine Ruiz. Ruiz today, 1-for-2 with a two-run double and a run scored in that lengthy third. 1-0 pitch. The lefty takes it low and in. 2-0. 7-4 Colonels, top four, the first of six this week in Lansing. 2-0 pitch. A little bit up, a little bit outside. 3-0. Hall came in to relieve Carrasco. Get that final out in the fourth. His first full inning of work here in the fourth. The pitch. That's up high. Ball four. Should say got the last out there in the third. So here is first full inning of work in the fourth. Tough night for Carrasco. Again, he gave up a lot of weak hit singles and even a weak hit double that just squibbed inside the line at third. So for the first time, he gives up more than two earned runs in his fifth start. Messages two and two-thirds, gave up those 10 hits. The pitch, bottom of the zone, strike one. Kevin Maiton, 1-for-2 tonight. Big open stance from the left side with that ankle guard on his front right foot, right red. Right pants pulled down all the way down to the shoe tops. 0-1, popped up, shallow third base side, foul territory. Cole Kahn removes the mask, going over to the dugout. That's over the netting, out of play, and a grab is made down there. New baseball for one of the fans. How about that? Good catch. Pretty good crowd tonight on this Tuesday evening, and they will just get bigger and bigger as the week goes on. Pride night tonight and Pride month here in June. A lot of colors out. Yeah, Lansing Loco's night as well. 0-2. Up high outside. Runner takes off. Throw down. Kahn with the throw. And the tag is made by Angeles. Ruiz is out. Great throw in front of the bag by Kahn. Stood up and chucked it down there. It looked for a moment like Ruiz had avoided the tag. Not the case. So the minimum faced in the fourth. We're off to the bottom of the fourth. Cedar Rapids 7, Lansing 4.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
A Off to the bottom of the fourth at Jackson Field for the first of six this week between Lansing and Cedar Rapids. 7-4, Colonels leading the Locos. 9 games to go in the first half, the last full series of the first half. First pitch to Johnny Butler. Leadoff man takes a fastball, top of the zone, strike one. They will play a 6-game series next week, but the first half ends 3 games into that series. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Lansing heads to Beloit, and Cedar Rapids will take on Peoria to finish out the first half and start the second half. John Klein still out there, 0-2. Swing and a tapper off the plate, fair. First base side, halfway down the line, and Klein smartly lets it roll foul. It landed fair on the grass and then started to roll up the channel on the dirt and slowly curved over the chalk. And then Klein picked it up, wasn't going to be able to get Butler. So it's a strike. No balls, two strikes to Johnny Butler, who struck out in the first, walked in the second. He has been red hot. Johnny Butler with multi-hit games in 4 of his last 5 contests. He had 9 hits, 4 doubles, 2 RBIs in Dayton last week. 0-2 pitch. Fastball just misses the inside corner. That was tight. 93 on the gun right there from Klein. The righty diagonally standing first base side of the slab. Turns, kicks, throws. Lined out to right center field. And a shoestring Ruiz grab as he's falling down on the grass. He couldn't decide if he wanted to come in or not. He just ended up putting the glove down last second. Look what I found. 1 out.
Adam, I figured out the problem for Lansing. They're hitting it too hard. 100 miles an hour there. He hit that ball 98. It finds the grass.
Bautista hit it 105. That was caught at short by Don Cone. Here's Henry Bolte. Swing and a miss. Strike one. In the meantime, loopers and dinks and dunks and bouncers have gone in, really all for Cedar Rapids in that 7-run third. They lead 7-4 in the fourth. The pitch, that's down low, skips away from Olivar. 1-1. Are you ready for some trivia?
Oh, bring it.
Okay. So, tonight's trivia question, who was the first player to hit 2 home runs in the first inning of a major league game? 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Who was the first player in Major League history to have 2 home runs in the first inning of the game? Remember, I gave you a hint earlier on where this person is from. 2-1 pitch. Is a bouncer off the plate to the left of the mound. Weakly hit, charging down Cone. He has no play. Even if he fields that cleanly, which he tried to barehand, he didn't come up with it. Bolte is just blazing fast down the line. Infield single for Henry Bolte. He's reached for a second time tonight. 1-1 in the fourth.
Let me ask you, Adam. Do you think Henry's going to try to steal second base on the first or the second pitch?
You know what? He did it on the first pitch last time. Let's say the second pitch this time.
If I'm John Klein, I'm throwing over. Or I'm probably going to a pitch out.
Here's Arribia Lanales, right side. See what he does. Ready matchup. Throw over to first. There it is. You know, you really... Bolte gets back in safely. We have not seen, at least I don't recall, a pitch out this year. It's not been as common as what it used to be. Lansing this year, 78 swipes coming in. Bolte makes it 79 earlier. The pitch at the bottom of the zone, 92 on the fastball, strike one.
I was with a team in the Southern League that we stole an opponent's signs the first game of the series. And then we pitched out 3 times to catch them stealing before finally they caught on. Maybe they've got our signs.
When you say we, were you in on this?
Oh, yeah. I was the guy catching.
0-1. There's Bolte running. It's hit towards short. Stopped by Don Cone. Spins, throws to first. Hopped over there. It's in time. Don Cone ends up in right center field. What a play at shortstop. Making it rain. Don Cone.
And we know that Anales isn't slow.
No, he's not.
That's marvelous. And it's not the first or the second stellar play that he's made in this game. He is showing off.
You can understand why the Twins wanted this guy. Here's Will Simpson from the right, 7-4, Cedar Rapids, bottom four. Pitch home. Whack back up over the net. Strike one. Bolte, by the way, ended up at second base. In the meantime, for the trivia answer, we're going to get that to you in the bottom of the seventh. jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. The email, send in your guesses. The first major league player to hit two home runs in the first inning of a game. Who was it? Ready, ready matchup here. Klein set from the stretch. Peeks at Bolte. Comes home. Fastball outside corner at 92. Strike two to Will Simpson, who's 2-for-2 reaching base tonight. RBI single and a run scored in the first and then walked and ended at third in the third. Base hit could pull Lansing to within two. Bolte with great speed and two outs, so he'll be running. The pitch. Whacked out to right field, hit well. Ruiz is going back, he's at the track, looks up, and it is off the top of the padding. It's out of here! Will Simpson goes deep. Where there's a will, there's a way. It's a one-run game. It is, after all, Taco Tuesday. And Will Simpson goes Oppo Taco tonight. And it looks like that is going to be it for John Klein. What strength right there from Will Simpson to knock that one out. It had been a minute since his last home run, but for Simpson, that is his fifth.
Fastball away at 93. That ball is off the zone. That's a shadow zone pitch, and it's up. And it goes at, and he drives it, just like his home run the prior homestand against Paniagua of Peoria. These are his only two Oppo home runs for the year. They've come recently. He's changed his approach, Adam. He's no longer trying to pull everything, and it's made him that dimensional hitter we saw early in the year. That power plays. 0-2 pitch, throw a fastball at him. It's a mistake.
It's kind of unfair to say it's been a minute since his last home run, but when we don't see a home run from Will Simpson every series, and we didn't in Dayton, kind of feels like we should with how powerful he is, clearly, to all fields.
I mean, you were up in Rochester as well, so you might not have seen that power for the latter half of the Peoria series. But believe you me, things are starting to turn back in that right direction for Will. This is a case where, how do you beat Will Simpson? Well, teams have shown you beat him by going sliders early, and especially sliders down and away, and then you attack him with the fastball, something that teams have also done successfully to Henry Bolte. How gratifying is it to see both of those players say, all right, now we understand your attack, and here's our counterattack.
Pretty remarkable how good they are, and the middle of this order continues to be good. The lefty has now taken the hill. Gabriel Yanez is the new man, number 33 for the Colonel, 6'3", 225, out of Venezuela, traded from the Phillies in 2023, and here he is with Cedar Rapids.
Here's the key for the Cedar Rapids bullpen. They have two great relievers, and this is one of them.
The pitch, Ryan Puelbas takes it down low, ball one.
We'll see Ricardo Velez later on in the series, maybe even tonight, but Yanez has been excellent.
7-6 in the fourth. The pitch at the bottom of the zone, 83 on the gun. Strike one, dropped it in there. Brian Puelbas, he has not had a home run since May 19th. 1-1, checked his swing on the slider, and he doesn't offer. 2-1, he's a guy that he was in the race and still is. Six home runs for the team lead. 2-1. That's a little bit wide. Three balls and a strike, but right now that lead belongs to Bolte. Bolte has 8 home runs. Wellboss just a couple back. Angeles has 5. 3-1. Up high, a little bit outside. It's ball 4. So didn't have to swing the bat if it didn't want to. Tonight, Lansing has now drawn their 5th walk. So the tying run is on. Here comes Luke Mann. What a game so far. In the fourth inning, it's 7-6 with 17 hits and one error.
And understand how Cedar Rapids is treating this. First time all year, Adam, that Yanez has pitched in a fourth inning.
The pitch. Yanez just misses at the top of the zone with the fastball. Ball one.
I mean, he pitches in the sixth, primarily the seventh, the eighth, and the ninth. His longest outing all year is 2 1/3 innings.
Lefty-lefty matchup, man two for two. It's a throw over to first. No tag. Buelbas wasn't too far off the base. I have a hunch, Jesse. I just don't believe this game is finishing 7-6.
Put a pin in that.
1-0. Swing and it's line out to right field. Foul. There was a fake run there from Buelbas. He went two steps, sprinted, and then stopped. That ball's fair down the line. With Buelbas' speed, he's scoring. Seven runs for the Colonels in the third. Lansing with three in the first, one in the third, two here in the fourth. Two outs. The pitch. Fastball. Ooh, looked like it was on the edge there, but it's called ball two. I think that may be because it wasn't cleanly caught by Olivar.
I agree. With the backhand stab.
Didn't place it up there nicely for Shin Hoshizawa. Throw back to first, and they've got Buelbas picked off. He's run to second by Maiton. Fakes it. The tag is applied, and Buelbas is out. What a run right there from Kevin Maiton. He faked the throw and then chased down Buelbas, pocketed the ball in his glove, and tagged him out on the back. And Lansing will not have a chance to tie. They do get the two-run Oppo Taco shot from Will Simpson. 7-6 our score. Off to the fifth, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back right after this.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lug Nuts Baseball.
We open up the fifth inning. Kevin Maiton is the batter, and he takes a called strike from the right-handed Lansing Locos reliever Dylan Hall. The battle is joined. Cedar Rapids 7, the Lansing Locos 6. The pitch down and in. Skip out of the way, Maiton. One ball, one strike. Three in the first, one in the third, two in the fourth inning for Lansing. Most recently a two-run homer hit by Will Simpson. Seven in the third inning for Cedar Rapids. One big bite. Ground ball, foul up the right side, hopping into the Lansing pen. Maiton hooked it. Now the count is 1-2. Well, what a spot here for Dylan Hall. The Lansing reliever took over for Luis Carrasco and recorded the final out of the third inning. He then faced the minimum in the fourth inning. Well, by the way, he ended the third. The 11th batter of the frame, he struck out Ricardo Olivar. He deals the 1-2. Poked on a line over the third baseman, man. It's a base hit into left field. Maiton is back aboard. Fed back in by Butler. Beautiful hitting by Maiton. slowed it down, served it over man, and he has a second single in three at-bats.
Cedar Rapids opened some good fortune cookies or something before this game.
Got to massage that baseball out to left field.
My goodness.
There's Jose Salas. I think Tony Gwynn would have been proud of that hit.
The BABIP is strong with the Colonels.
Luis Arraez. This pitch is up and away. Ball one. I think about BABIP when I see it, let's say a grounder. There you go. Oh, grounder left side. Oh, it's between the third baseman and the shortstop. Something like that. Just a line drive softly struck over the third baseman. There's a high pop-up. Bowground right side. Simpson over near his dugout. It's out of play. One row back. Then bouncing forward. Now everybody in the crowd is going to check their pulse. Everybody okay? I think they all check out. One ball, one strike on Salas. 11 hits for Cedar Rapids. Just to go along exactly with what you're saying, Adam. Two hits for Maiton. Two hits for Cespedes. Two hits for Olivar. A hit apiece for Harry and Doncone and Ruiz. Salas the batter, one for one. Walk, RBI single, and a run scored. Pitch. Pop foul back our way. That's where a person could use a net. Okay. Not quite. We were almost ready. Adam reached out for it. If his arms were longer, I'm saying there was a chance. One ball and two strikes in Salas.
Yeah, that's the thing, Jesse. We have the nets in here, but what are the chances we actually have the nets in our hand when something comes back here?
The 1-2. A tapper foul. I mean, right now, very good. 10 seconds ago, not so good.
Well, you know me. I'm going full thrust for it. No net. If I get chested with the baseball, I get chested with the baseball. But I'm going down swinging.
Adam's like a daring trapeze walker. No net. The pitch. Down and in. Nice job by Colcon to keep the baseball right there. Top of the fifth inning from Lansing, Michigan in a 7-6 game. Cedar Rapids on top.
What was that? Fifth inning? What's the score?
7-6, Cedar Rapids. They've been blanked three out of the four innings.
Woo!
Switch hitting Salas, batting left. 2-2 from Hall. Maiton runs. Breaking ball down and in and hit him. And down goes Salas. First two men are aboard in the fifth inning for the Colonels. Second hit batter of the ball game for Cedar Rapids offense. But first, how is Salas? He's sitting just below the left-hand batter's box right now. And now here comes one of the two athletic trainers. This is Randy Yang out there to have a check on him.
Well, he did all he could to get out of the way of that pitch. He tried to.
He is in pain.
Yeah, he. It's too bad. It's coming in, and you're thinking it may not hurt as bad. 77. I wonder if that got him, though, like right in the ankle or something where there's not a lot of padding down there.
Goodness. Help him to his feet. Trying to walk it off up the first base side. The hitting and development coach, Jairo Rodriguez, is on one side. He's the first base coach. The manager, Brian Dickelman, looking at him. Hands are on his knees, doubled over. Jose Salas playing in his 45th game of the year. This is the third time that he's been hit by a pitch. He's running it off up the first base side. He is limping noticeably.
I don't know if he's... Yeah, they got to make a decision here because he's still very ginger on that foot.
Pitching coach Don Schulze went out there just to have a talk with Dylan Hall during this ongoing conversation. Well, Dylan Hall got out in front of Jose Salas after the leadoff single by Maiton. Salas is heading out third base side. Brian Dickelman is looking over toward his dugout. I think left ankle.
Yeah, I think so too. He's got the protection on that front foot, but he doesn't have any in terms of like an ankle guard or anything on that back foot, and I think it got that ankle or it got some part of the body there flush.
So a pinch runner. Dalton Sheffield has come in. Maybe even off the inside of the left knee. So, Substitution for Cedar Rapids. Sheffield running at first base for Salas. Maitán is over at second. There's nobody out. Here's Nate Baez. Number 8, batter in the order. 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts. Righty, righty. Hall throws. Starts him off with ball. Aha, called strike. I need to wait on Shin Koshizawa a little bit more, don't I? Just a little bit more. That was there at the knees.
Jesse, you don't wait on anybody. You do what you want.
Patience is a virtue. It's a learned virtue. That's off the outside corner, and the count is 1-1. Lansing's infielders look to turn 2, or maybe 3. The 1-1, way outside in the backhand by Khan. Well, Nate Baez in his last game finished a triple shy of the cycle. Drove in the winning run for Cedar Rapids and the victory over Great Lakes. 2-1 hitter's pitch from Dylan Hall. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Hall is an interesting sort of fellow. Spent the majority of last season in Double A. He spent it with Binghamton. You know who else was in Binghamton? Agustin Ruiz of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The two teammates meeting up. 2-2 pitch, down and away. Dylan Hall even had himself a cameo up in AAA in the Mets organization, then signed as a minor league free agent in the offseason by Oakland, as Ruiz was signing as a free agent with the Minnesota Twins. 3-2 pitch with 2 on and nobody out. Runners don't move. And the pitch is hit high in the air out to right. Bolte and Grubas are back. They're looking up, and that ball's off the top of the wall. It caroms back. Around third, Kevin Maitán scores. Pinch runner Sheffield scores. Baez taps it second with the opposite field 2-run double. And the Colonels' lead grows to 9-6. Nate Baez keeps bashing. Double number 3, RBIs number 12 and 13. They designated him to do some hitting, and he did, 380 feet out toward perhaps the deepest part of the ballpark. Now here's Kyle Hess, who takes ball 1 outside.
He's got to be going, what do I have to do to hit a home run? That thing was crushed. But it was hit right in the spot where you don't want to hit it, where it jumps out, and that just stayed in here.
The 1-0, bow the way, left side. That baseball up into the clubhouse, then ricocheting down. 1-1.
The lean is strong. Oh, my goodness, that youngster has...
Catcher's interference called against Cole Khan. Down to first base, Kyle Hess. First and second, nobody out. Jay Harry in the top of the order coming up. Sorry to interrupt you.
Don't bury the lead here. This kid's got 3 foul balls. Smuggling. Showing him off right now.
Most popular kid in the ballpark. Dylan Hall to Jay Harry. Action begins in the Lansing pen. The pitch. Line drive over the second baseman Halter, a base hit in the right field. Nate Baez is held at third. In comes the throw from Bolte. The bases are loaded as the first 5 batters have reached in this 5th inning.
Well, here we go, the battle of the bullpens, Jesse.
Said it. Dylan Hall gave Lansing 1-3 scoreless. But here in the 5th, things have changed. Baez at third, Hess at second. Harry at first for Ricardo Olivar, the number 1 catching prospect in the Minnesota Twin system. And the infielders are creeping in. Second baseman Halter had his toes on the grass, now told to back up. Righty to righty. Hall's pitch. Olivar takes the breaking ball high. It was high. Olivar is 2-for-3 with a couple of singles, struck out against Hall. It was the first batter to face Hall. Now round 2. A 1-0. Down low, smothered by Khan. Well, We are 1 hour and 49 minutes into this game. It's the top of the fifth inning. There's nobody out. Cedar Rapids is 2 runs in, and they lead by 3. And a ball 2 offering. Golf down the left field line, but foul. Lansing historically has had troubles with the Colonels. Last year in hosting a 6-game series, Lansing lost 4 out of 6 and then went to Cedar Rapids and lost 5 out of 6. Lansing has not won a series against Cedar Rapids in a while, since 2012. Ground ball sizzling foul left side, 2-2 in Olivar.
9 runs pales in comparison to the outburst that Cedar Rapids had here last year, Jesse. Remember that game?
I was not here, right?
Oh, you weren't.
I took it off, and you called it, and it set all the records. And I said, Adam, just because I'm gone, you don't get the chance to call a record setter. That's not what we have.
24-5. Ooh. We got a record setter indeed.
2-2 pitch. Breaking outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes in Olivar. That game was... That game was its own animal.
The game was a doozy.
Harry Hess Baez surrounding Dylan Hall. 3-2 pitch to Olivar. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Hall is struck at Olivar twice. One away in the top of the fifth inning. Hall continues on against Rubel Cespedes. The whole bullpen is looking down at the dugout. It is the right-hander, Yason Sanchez, who's getting himself ready. He looks ready. He's watching with a hand on his hip. Pitch 1. Fouled off at home. And hang on. That's catcher's interference on Cole Kahn. Craig Conklin's going to need a word. Dylan Hall doesn't believe it. Baez comes in. Hess to third. Harry to second. And Cespedes sent to first. It's 10-6 Cedar Rapids. Craig Conklin is halfway between the dugout and the foul line, hands on hips. The umpires are going to talk. Shinkor Shizawa immediately having second thoughts. And let's see what they determine. They're going to stay with the call. Shizawa looked over at third to say, you get to score. But the runner at third base right now is Kyle Hess, who just went to third. Nate Baez is in. Shin Koishizawa spotted 2 catcher's interferences on Cole Kahn in this fifth inning. Cedar Rapids has planted 3. 3 are on, only 1 is out, and the cleanup hitting Rain Doncone is not going to face Dylan Hall. Well now, Lansing scored the first 3, Cedar Rapids scored the next 7. Lansing scored the next 3, Cedar Rapids is countered with 3. And hang on tight. Pitching change. Second reliever of the ball game coming in for the Locos. Yason Sanchez replaces Dylan Hall. Adam, we have a moment. Top of the fifth inning, bases loaded, 1 out. In minor league baseball, there was terribly sad news earlier today. The longtime voice of Salt Lake, AAA Salt Lake, Angels organization, Steve Klauke just retired following last season. It was his 29th season calling Salt Lake Bees baseball. They've had a number of other names over the years, but it's Salt Lake City. It's a tremendous place for baseball. It's a great stadium. And he was the great voice, the venerable Steve Klauke. Back in 2014, I interviewed Steve when he was named Ballpark Digest's Minor League Baseball Broadcaster of the Year. And word shared earlier today that Steve Klauke has passed away.
Terribly sad news. He was one of the best. I had a chance to meet him actually at a called college basketball as well. So I met him in the Bahamas down there, and he was sharing stories of all the years he'd been with Salt Lake. And he's so well respected and loved around the minor league baseball community, and of course up at the AAA level. So it was certainly heart-shattering to see that news today on X, and feeling for him, his family, and certainly all of Salt Lake and the family that he represented out there for so many years.
Steve Klauke dead at the age of 69. We move on, top of the fifth inning. Cedar Rapids 10, Lansing 6. Colonels threatening for more. Bases loaded, one out. Yes, on Sanchez's first pitch. Grounded off the mound. Skipping to Colby Halter. Steps on second. Throws to first. Double play. Born assisted to three. Second double play turned by Lansing's D in the ballgame. Yes, on Sanchez, one pitch, and he's out of the fifth inning. Colonels plate three. They strand two. Halfway to the house. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Cedar Rapids leading Lansing by a 10-6 score.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The hill has grown a little larger. Lansing down 10-6. We open up the home fifth with a called strike on the outside corner. Gabriel Yanez dealing to Luke Mann. This is lefty versus lefty. Mann counted Batista Jr. The pitch. That breaks in there. Strike called. It was Yanez who took over for the starter John Klein after a two-run homer hit by Will Simpson in the fourth inning. His pitch, a check swing. It was down. Did he go on appeal? He did not. Connor McKenna rejects it. 1-2. Yanez, after he came in, he walked Brian Buobas. And then he picked him off. And Kevin Maiton chased him down at second. The deal. Mann reaches out, pokes a line drive left center. Down for a base hit. What is he, a Cedar Rapids Colonel? The lob comes in from Hess. Luke Mann is 3-for-3 with three singles. That looked like Maiton just massaging that ball into left center.
You don't have to do much tonight. Just put it in play. And Luke Mann, who was just 4 for his first 26 in June. Oh, that average is coming up. Three straight hits, as you mentioned. Good night for him.
Cole Kahn, a strikeout and an RBI walk. Takes ball one outside. Cedar Rapids 10, Lansing 6. What do you think? Is 10 runs going to be enough?
I would say no, and I like how we keep ending on football scores. It's making me happy.
The deal. That shot at third, cut by Cespedes, looks at first. Man is back. Line out for Kahn for out number one. Yanez now to Danny Batista Jr.
So Lansing wants to score one here. That's fine. I guess if they score two, you go for two. Get it to eight.
I'd like to say hello to Kim Contreras checking in, by the way. Always love to hear. Danny Batista Jr. takes a called strike. Email address for the broadcast booth. Also, jgoldstress at lansinglugnuts.com. J-G-O-L-T-S-T-R-A-S-S at lansinglugnuts.com.
Jesse's also on his DM game, so find him on X, Instagram.
At 0-1, instead the pickoff though over. And look, man was watching what happened to Wobos last inning. He's back. I mean, however you can reach out to either one of us, send a passenger pigeon.
And I felt like I was DMing you all day today, by the way. Just sending you things left and right.
And 0-1. Strike two called. Fastball at 90, inside corner. I mean, you and I, we're on the same page, man.
You know what Yogati said? It goes down in the DMs.
One on, one out. 10-6 Cardinals. An 0-2 pitch to Danny. Outside. But it seemed to me, watching Yanez, that what makes him so effective, one of the things that makes him so effective, in addition to the pickoff move, the fastball change combo, getting a batter out in front. 1-2. Reaches out, pokes it foul, up in the air, sailing over the netting, back into the seats. When Danny Batista Jr. is on his game, he is, I would argue, one of the two toughest players to strike out in this Lansing lineup. The other guy that comes to mind is Casey Yamauchi. It feels like you're personally insulting him if you're striking him out. He's putting the bat on everything. The pitch, Batista Jr. bounces to second. There's Salas. Steps on the bag, throws to first. Double play, inning over. Yanez faces the minimum, and we go to the sixth inning from Jackson Field. The Cedar Rapids Colonels on top in the opener, 10-6.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Five innings down, sixth inning bound on Friday night in Lansing, Michigan. Tacos and tall boys on a Tuesday, Lansing Locos. What a big night to open up this homestand, and we've got bigger nights coming up. Not bigger. We've got all sorts of different kinds of nights coming up. It depends on your taste. Is your taste in wings? Tomorrow, Wing Wednesday, that might suit you. Agustin Ruiz leads off in the top of the sixth inning. Harrison Sanchez deals. Outside corner, call the strike. The next offering, a ground ball hit on the right side. It's picked up by the second baseman, Alter. Throws to first, they get the out. I'm just making sure that my scorecard is right. Okay, Don Cohn grounded into the double play. Cespedes reached on the catcher's interference. All right, all is well.
Ruiz just grounded out. You got it.
4-3 brings up Kevin Maiton.
Here we go.
Tomorrow, Wing Wednesday. Tomorrow as well, Dog Days of Summer. Thursday, Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. Yeah, so Sanchez kicks and throws. And a called strike begins things for Maiton, the switch hitting first baseman. 10-6, Cedar Rapids. Friday night, I've seen the bobblehead, Jordan Diaz bobblehead giveaway. On Peanuts night, have you seen the jerseys? 0-1, down and away.
Man, I haven't seen the jerseys or the bobblehead. You got a double leg up on me.
The bobblehead, we got something. There's two different kinds of bobbleheads.
Whoa.
Yes. So hang tight with me on this one. A one ball, one strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Way out in front. Strike two. Hold the string.
Hold on. Let me guess. Is it a different jersey on one?
Yes.
Is one? Oh.
The majority of fans are going to get the home white uniform. But select fans are going to open up their box and see the alternate road black.
Whoa.
Sanchez is 1-2. Maiton goes down swinging. Yes, on Sanchez, fans him with the changeup. two gone. So I'm just saying, maybe you might get the rare select
Man in Black.
That's right. That's Jordan Diaz bobblehead night on Friday night, Peanuts night, Youth Sports night, Laugh You Fireworks, Saturday, Star Wars night. Jose Salas takes, or I should say, Dalton Shuffield takes ball one down and away, with Shuffield to replace Salas as a pinch hitter after Salas was hit by a pitch by Dylan Hall in the fifth inning. Sheffield has a big leg kick, closed stance from the right. Righty offers, and a ground ball up the middle. Analeas to his left, can't get there. Base hit center field. Sheffield rounds first, hangs tight there. Brian Guelbas jogs in and delivers to Analeas. Two out single for Cedar Rapids. 13 hits today for the Colonels, leading 10-6 in the sixth inning. And before we let any more time transpire, let me say, our sixth inning slang is here. Your sixth inning slang today is cookie jar. Who gets caught in the cookie jar? And what does that mean when it pertains to baseball and slang? Nate Baez takes the slow breaker for a called strike. Fastball slider and a change for Yeason. Have you heard cookie jar before?
This one I have not, Jesse. I'm excited to find out what it is.
I know one. Ground ball down toward third, glove by Mann. Sets himself, fires to first. That'll do it on a scoreless sixth inning for Yeason Sanchez. One hit, one runner left on, no runs. We'll tell you about it coming up in the bottom half of this frame. Opening game of the six-game set, 10-6 Colonels leading in Lansing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Trailing 10-6, Colby Halter is going to lead off for the Lansing Locos in the bottom of the sixth inning. Halter, then the top of the order, Butler and Bolte. Lefty Gabriel Yanez's first pitch, nabs the outside corner, strike called. There is action ongoing in the Cedar Rapids pen. Right-hander Kyle Bischoff warming. Here it comes. Outside, at a ball and a strike. Longest outing for the year for Yanez this year is 2 1/3 innings. And if he gets the lug nuts, the Lansing Locos for 3 outs here in the sixth inning, it'll be 2 1/3. Down low, 2 balls and a strike on Halter. Cedar Rapids looking to piece things together after starter John Klein went 3 2/3. Halter takes, inside corner, strike two called. We've got a couple of different things that we're watching. On the out-of-town Midwest League scoreboard, the Cedar Rapids Colonels are 3.5 games back of Wisconsin with 9 games to go in the half. They need to win. They need Wisconsin to lose. Wisconsin's playing at West Michigan. A 2-2. A little poke shot. Texas Leaguer, shallow left. Don Cohn can't get there. Base hit. Halter a wide turnaround first. Retreats to the base as the throw comes into second. First base hit today for Colby Halter. Lead off single against Yanez. And now Johnny Butler. Well, Wisconsin is leading in the bottom of the ninth inning against West Michigan. The score is 5-2. Let's see. They just went final. The Timber Rattlers have prevailed. Lefty, lefty, the pitch. Johnny Butler takes a called strike inside corner. So Wisconsin is now four games up on Cedar Rapids, and the Colonels must win to pull back within 3.5. If they lose, they'll fall to 4.5 back. Yanez throws, down and away with the bender. Ball and a strike on Butler, who is 0-2 with a walk, strikeout, and a hard line out to right field. Lansing, on the other hand, needs to win to keep pace with Lake County and Great Lakes. Lake County's in first, Great Lakes in second. I'll throw over to first, the tag. Halter is safe. Nearly had him. Oh, wait, hang on. He was called out by the bases umpire, McKenna. I missed that. But Cedar Rapids didn't. There's the great move by Yanez. He has picked off his second runner in... Oh, you go back to the fourth inning. He picked off Wellboss to close out the inning. Halter was looking back. Meanwhile, Butler takes a ball inside. One gone, nobody on in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two balls and a strike on Johnny Butler. They've gone final in Lake County, by the way. 2-1 pitch. It is bunted up the third base side. Yanez grabs it easily, pivots about, throws to first, and got it there in time. Two outs. Well, there's the great Yanez pickoff move, followed by fielding his position. Brian Dinkelman's going to say, that's all. Gabriel, you've done enough. Two innings of relief, facing the minimum. A walk picked off in the fourth inning. A single erased on a double play ball in the fifth. And now here in the sixth, a single picked off. Yanez is done. Two outs, nobody on. And Kyle Bischoff is coming in with Henry Bolte coming up to start up a span of four consecutive right-handed batters. Kyle Bischoff, the native of Macomb, Michigan, out of Michigan State University, signed as an undrafted free agent last year by the Minnesota Twins. Now, Bischoff has a 5.4 ERA in 17 appearances, and in 21 and two-thirds innings, the league is batting .284 against him. No home runs allowed, 25 strikeouts, 10 walks. Bischoff, 24 years of age, 6'2", 210-pounder. So he makes his 18th appearance of the year right down the road from where he went to college. Real quick, back to the Midwest League scoreboard. Lake County has shut out Fort Wayne 1-0. Lake County wins again. Lugnuts came into play today, four games back of Lake County in the Midwest League East Division. Only run of the game, a Devers homer in the bottom of the seventh inning. Game completed in 2 hours and 4 minutes from East Lake, Ohio. Great Lakes, meanwhile, is trailing in Dayton 4-3. They're going to the eighth inning. So both of the division leaders have won. Wisconsin in the west, Lake County in the east. Closer and closer to, as Mike Monaco would say, scanning their postseason tickets. Not punching. Updating the phrase. Here's Henry Bolte. Bischoff throws. Bolte a check swing. Went around too far. That's a strike. And that brings us to our sixth inning slang today.
Yeah, but punch in postseason is illiterate, you know?
It is. How many tickets get punched so far is the argument that Mike was making.
I totally get it.
0-1, the count on Bolte. Do you know what getting caught in the cookie jar means, what it refers to?
I don't.
So you know how Bolte just tried to check his swing, and he was ruled to have gone too far? When a batter, hang on. The umpires are talking. Connor McKenna, the bases umpire, communicating with the home plate umpire, Shinko Shizawa. And letting us know up here. Was that a warning giving? Ah, it was an infraction. One ball, one strike on Henry Bolte. There's the pitch. Hit high in the air out to center field. Kyle Hess backs up, nears the track. He's at the wall, and it's gone! Henry Bolte to straightaway center. His ninth homer of the year. Cedar Rapids leads 10-7.
The extra point has been kicked. right down the middle to center field. Wow. What a swing from Henry Boltsy. 104 off the bat and 403 feet.
Over the yellow line, off the green batter's eye. So Boltsy here today is 2-for-3 with a single, a homer, a walk. He has scored 3 runs. And now here's a swing and a foul at home plate. The mask for Koi Shisawa, the home plate umpire, came off. And now we'll see if he's okay. The catcher Olivar shaken up as well.
Well, that's one way to spoil a homecoming for a Spartan.
Welcome back, Kyle Bischoff. Here's the first home run that you've allowed all year.
Welcome back and goodbye, baseball.
That's right. So, Cookie Jar. Cookie Jar refers to where the batter tries to check his swing, and it's where that bat goes out at its furthest point. And if it goes out too far, that batter got caught in the cookie jar. 0-1. Adelaide takes the ball low. So, Adam, now you know if there's an appeal, and the bases umpire says he went caught in the cookie jar. Ball into strike the count. The break even. Fly ball pounded left field. Jay Harry is chasing it. Can he get there? He can. He runs it down right before he reaches the track and the Dean Trailways billboard. Hard hit balls back to back against Bischoff. Boltsy's departed, and as we head to the seventh inning, Cedar Rapids' lead is 3 runs. Colonels 10, Locos 7. Adam Jackson's coming right back with the call.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the top of the seventh, we move 10-7. Cedar Rapids leading. Yason Sanchez, first pitch. Lined out to center field, hanging up. Welbas to his right, and he makes the catch. One down, Kyle Hess retired on one pitch. Lansing looking to get a shutdown inning after they've had a couple of big swings tonight. Their last two runs, or last 3 runs scored. A 2-run oppo field shot from Will Simpson. And then a straightaway center field shot from Henry Boltsy coming in the last half inning. Here's Jay Harry. The first pitch, outside, ball one. 10-7, Cedar Rapids leading in the top of the seventh. One out, base is clear.
What a difference. Last game that Lansing played, they won 7-1. The big bats are doing their thing today, but Cedar Rapids has done more.
The pitch, that's inside. A little bit low, 2 balls, no strikes. They've done it mostly in one inning, 7 runs in that third, where they got some good fortune. Balls that were not hit hard, but they were hit in the right spot over and over again. 2-0. That's a fastball on the outside corner at 94, strike one. Harry tonight has been good in the leadoff spot. He hadn't had a hit in his last 4 games, but he's got 2 hits tonight. 2-run single in the fourth and a single in the fifth. Flight out in the first. And a great catch on the first pitch of the game from Henry Bolte. Struck out in the third. Pitch home. Checked it. Did he offer? Yes, he did. Appeal from Connor McKenna. Strike two.
Caught in the cookie jar.
There it is. Num, 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 num. Two ball, two strike pitch. Fouled. First base side.
We've seen a Lansing outfield this entire year with three outfielders with the last name starting with B. And I just would like Cedar Rapids to find one more outfielder with a last name starting with the letter H.
Mm. Yeah, we got the botanical garden out there of Bolte, Buelvas, and Butler. This pitch is lifted out to left field, dropping quick, and it's right in front of Butler. A three-hit night for Harry. Three straight hits in the fourth, the fifth, and now the seventh. One on, one out. 10-7, Cedar Rapids leading. Here's what I would like to know, Jesse. You hear that? Get your hand caught in the cookie jar. I think sports-wise, it's mostly used in basketball when you're trying to reach in and potentially take the ball away and you get called for a foul. Ricardo Oliviar steps in. This is popped up. First pitch, shallow right field. Out goes Halter. In comes Bolte. And it drops in. Neither of them could make up a decision that should have been Bolte's ball. Not sure if Halter was calling for it, but Bolte didn't have to move much. And a big mistake right there. Instead of a second out, that drops in for what we will see if it's a hit or an error.
I mean, it's a team error, right? Because that's a ball that needs to be converted into an out. That is not a shallow fly. That's medium depth. That is Henry Bolte's ball.
He's gotta talk. He's gotta make the call there, because you don't want an over-the-head catch attempt. That pitch low and inside to Rubel Cespedes. So instead of one on, two outs, two on, one out. And we'll wait. They haven't officially given a ruling on that yet. 1-0 pitch. That's in there across the zone. Strike one. They do go a single. All I was trying to ask, Jesse, do people still have cookie jars? Is that still common? Because when I buy cookies or make cookies, they don't go into a jar. 1-1. That's outside. Two balls and a strike. Are those becoming less common, or am I just not utilizing one and people still are?
No, it's not just you. I agree.
I come to you, the cookie expert.
I have not seen a cookie jar.
Where are they? Are they still out there? 2-1 pitch. That's outside. 3-1.
Did you grow up with a cookie jar? Because I didn't.
No. I just you either bought them at the store and they were left in the package, or they were made and you put them into Tupperware.
Yeah, we were a Tupperware family too.
Oh, cookie jars.
You got caught in the Tupperware.
Let's bring them back. 3-1. This is on the ground, hard hit. It's through the hole for a base hit to center field. Harry's rounding second. He's in to score as the throw's cut off by Simpson. RBI single Cespedes. And the top of the order continues to rake tonight against Lansing. Three hits for Harry. Three hits for Oliviar. Three hits for Cespedes. What a night offensively for the top of the card for Cedar Rapids.
When you talk about all those hits, they have four doubles and 13 singles.
Hits, 11 runs, and another mound visit for Don Schulze. Oliviar is at second, Cespedes is at first, and Don Cohn is coming to the plate. Again, it's probably runners at first and third here with two outs if you make the catch. But a ball drops in there from Oliviar, where Bolte and Halter miscommunicated on an easy fly, routine fly that didn't get caught. Here's Rain Don Cohn. Pitch home. Inside, he stepped back out of the way. Don Cohn was already hit. He got plunked in the first. RBI double in the third, fly out, and a double play on the ground in the fifth. The first pitch that Yeison Sanchez threw. Here's his next pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the fastball low. One ball, one strike. Sanchez now with 27 pitches, 18 in the zone. Cedar Rapids in front, 11-7. On June 11th. That's all I got. 1-1 pitch. Tap back foul. One ball, two strikes. If we set the score the opposite way, 7-11, do we all get Slurpees? Happy 7-11. Do you celebrate 7-11 Day?
I don't.
Jesse.
I've never had a Slurpee in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you not?
The pitch. That's inside. Two balls, two strikes.
You can have my Slurpee.
What? Are you against them? Why won't you try one?
It held no interest in me as a kid.
Well, you've never had them, right?
I've never had one.
You can't say it held no interest if you've never tried it.
We never went to 7-Eleven. Oh, we never got a
goodness.
Slurpee.
2-2. This is lifted out to left center field, and it dunks down for another base hit. Olivar's around third. No throw to the plate. Cedar Rapids continues their great run of just putting the ball in play, and it's paying off. 12-7. Colonels in front.
Broken bat. And a 14th single today.
Absolutely remarkable. And again, it's the top of the order. Cedar Rapids earlier in this game strung together six straight hits from the 2-7 hitter. They've now strung together four straight hits, first through fourth batter. Augustine Ruiz steps in. First and second, one out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Looking pitch that dropped in on the hand. Strike one.
Let's think back, though. When Cedar Rapids has had its offensive struggles, why? Because of strikeouts. Because this is a swing and miss team. And they simply have not struck out enough, right? They're putting the ball into play.
0-1. That's outside. Don't change the subject.
Ah. Slurpees.
Do you have your water bottle on you?
I do.
What is the sticker that you have on your water bottle?
Lansing is a quality city.
In what logo and fonts?
That would be Quality Dairy.
Uh-huh. The pitch? Launched out to right field. Bolte is right there, though. Reaches up, makes the catch. Chance for us to see his arm. He chucks it to third. It's cut off. Anjales throws it. It's caught by Mann. The swipe tag is just late. Two outs. Cespedes aggressive on the tag, and a snap throw from Anjales just a touch after he got in. Okay. And you've lived in Lansing for how long?
Since 2009, Your Honor.
So, here's the thing, Jesse.
Did you swear me in before we started this?
No, we didn't. I hold Quality Dairy's Slurpees in higher regard than 7-Eleven Slurpees. The pitch? Down low, that's outside. Ball one to Kevin Maiton. Now, that may be a hot take. That's fine, but I'm from the area, so
Slurpees,
what do you want from
these
me?
These are cold takes.
Yes, freezing takes, if you will. The point is, you need to go to Quality Dairy and get yourself a Slurpee before you leave Lansing. 1-0. This is launched deep to center field. Hit well. Puelbas is going back. He's at the track. At the wall, he reaches up, leaps, and he's got it! A double flex from Puelbas and a big high five from Bolte. What a grab from Brian Puelbas to take away potential more runs for the Colonels. Oh, brain freeze on that catch. We'll stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh. Two runs come in. 12-7, Colonels lead.
Dugout now with the picture.
crazy. And we're back for the bottom of the seventh. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you. 12-7. Now the lead here for Cedar Rapids. Will Simpson to the plate. First pitch. That's in there. Strike one. You know, I wonder if Will Simpson's had a Slurpee in his lifetime before. Probably. Anyway, sorry. What were you saying?
Cedar Rapids hit the ball hard for the final two outs of the top of the seventh inning.
The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Right, think about that. Single, single, single. It was Piranha Ball, just taking tiny little bites. And then Agustin Ruiz hit a sizzler, but it made its way out to Bolte and Wright. And then Kevin Maiton clobbered one, and Brian Buelbas, what a catch.
Just add that to the highlight reel, Jesse. We just talked to him in Dayton about those catches, and he's just giving great effort, finding ways to make spectacular grabs all year. 0-2. Fought the other way, and it's down for a base hit. First baseline. Simpson rounds first, takes a look, and he'll head back to the bag. Ruiz got to it quickly. Again, it's the opposite field, though, from Will Simpson. He had one go out. This one goes down the right field line. Leadoff man is aboard.
His hands are so fast. Now, there's been a ton of swing and miss that we've seen this year, right, when he's expanded, chasing down and away. But his hands flash through the zone. And that right there, that's all about how quick his hands are to punch that ball on a line to right.
Rally potentially on. Here's Buelbas. First pitch way outside. It's Kyle Bischoff, the Michigan State Spartan, that's out there for his first full inning of work. How about the night for Will Simpson? RBI single, walk, two-run homer, single. Does Lansing have some late-inning dramatics tonight? Bottom seven. The pitch home. Down low, and that skips away from Olivar. Up to second goes Simpson. Wild pitch.
Let me make the case to you that we have not yet seen Will Simpson and Henry Bolte be red hot at the same time. April belonged to Will. May belonged to Henry. And now, if Will's bat is coming on like we've seen it today, Henry Bolte is looking great. Watch out.
2-0 pitch. Hammered out to center field. Hess is going back. He's at the track, and he makes the catch. Simpson tags and gets into third. Second ball tonight that Buelbas has stung pretty well. One to left, this one to center. One out.
Think back to last inning. Every instance of contact against Kyle Bischoff has been hard. Lansing is barreling against the right-hander.
Certainly a chance here, as mentioned. There's a couple guys out of the Cedar Rapids pen that have been exceptional this year, but there are other guys, just like Lansing, where the bullpen has struggled. Here's Luke Mann. First pitch fouled back off the net. Strike one. Well, great nights tonight for Will Simpson, Henry Bolte, and Luke Mann. 3-for-3. He's had three singles tonight, RBI single in the first. Simpson is at third, one out, 12-7. Colonels popped up, back out of play. No balls, two strikes. That one heads off the roofing of the suites up here in Lansing. Home all week long. Jesse ran you through the promos. We are action-packed this week. End it with Father's Day on Sunday. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three. He got him at the bottom of the zone. Good pitch. And a good call from the home plate umpire, Shinkoi Shizawa. First time they get man tonight. First punch out for Bischoff. A changeup. Two outs. So Cole Kahn stepping up. He has not had a hit yet, but he did have an RBI walk in the third. Kahn in his brand new Balance sneaks tonight. Digs in from the left side. Pitch home. That's a little bit low. Ball one. Said Jesse, he's always been a Nike guy, so he's going out trying something different, seeing how they work. He's got that open stance from the left side. Two home runs, knocked in 11. The pitch. High hopper towards second. Two bounces behind second. Don Cohn has it, whips to first, and just gets Kahn. So Lansing gets the leadoff single from Simpson. They strand him at third. We're through seven. Cedar Rapids 12, Lansing 7 at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Seven down, two innings to go in the series opener here in Michigan State Capitol. Lights are on. Coming up on 10 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. And Lansing throwing their fourth pitcher tonight. Started with Carrasco, then Hall, Sanchez. And now the lefty, Jack Owen, to face the bottom third of the card. Jose Salas, Nate Baez, and Kyle Hess for the Colonels. They're in the road grays tonight. Lansing, the Locos tonight. In the home turquoise with the white pants, blue caps. Those turquoise caps. Lefty-righty matchup, Owen's first pitch. Low and inside, ball one. Jack Owen, the lefty, 6'1", 195, the 26-year-old from Alicio Viejo. This pitch is foul, out of play. One ball, one strike. 16th round, or undrafted free agent in 2021. The Auburn Tiger. Black Sox pulled up. The pitch home. Sent deep, out to right field. Bolte is going back. He looks up, and that ball clears the 23-foot wall in right. Second home run this year for Dalton Shuffield, who came into this game halfway through it. I apologize for Jose Salas. Salas left in that fifth inning, and Shuffield now has a single and a homer since coming in.
He's a fascinating guy with AAA experience. And that showed a great approach right there. You and I both know you got to hit it high to get it out over the right field wall. He hit that ball towering.
Pitch home. That's down low. Ball one to Nate Baez. Cedar Rapids now up 13-7. Seven in the third, three in the fifth, two in the seventh, and one here in the eighth to greet Jack Owen. The pitch. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. What a ball game for Cedar Rapids. 13 runs, 19 hits. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. 86 on the gun. Cedar Rapids loves coming to Lansing. Scored 25 last year. 2-1. It's fouled back. Two balls, two strikes.
I mean, you say that this Colonels team, 21-8 at home. 11-16 on the road. They have not been good away from Cedar Rapids.
They just lost their first series at home in a couple of years. 2-2. Swing, and it's foul. Just fell out of the mitt there of Cole Kahn. So we stay two balls, two strikes. But they have been exceptional at home. They've struggled on the road, as mentioned, but they're putting out a show tonight. Pitch. That's inside. Three balls, two strikes. Top of the order has been marvelous. Harry with three hits. Olivar, three hits. Cespedes, three hits. Don Cone, two hits. Pitch. It's flied out of play. First base side, foul. That's your top four in the order. Fifth batter, Ruiz, a double. Maiton has two hits in the six hole. Salas and Shuffield each with hits in the seven hole. Baez a double in the eight hole. The pitch, that's launched foul again, first base side. And Hess a double in the nine hole. They have batted around. Everybody has had a piece of Lansing's pitching tonight between Carrasco, Hall, Sanchez, and now Owen. 3-2. Breaking ball low. And the long at bat turns into a walk. So the first two have reached against Jack Owen. In the bottom of the order. 13-7 in the top of the eighth. What do you think, Jesse? Is it time for some fishbowl?
I think it might be a fishbowl frame.
Feeling fishy. The pitch. That's on the outside corner, strike one. All right, why don't you do the honors? Go fishing.
Here we go.
If you're new, we have introduced a fishbowl to the broadcasting booth this year, where if the game is out of hand, we go to it. The pitch. That's fly back. Foul. No balls, two strikes. So we have written topics, Jesse, myself, and others here in Lansing. We had people contribute in Dayton. We do have a rumor we got to get off our chest, though. The 0-2 pitch. It's a line drive the other way. One hop backs up on Hales, throws to second for one. Halter throws back to first. It's late. Good effort, but there is the first out of this eighth inning. A 6-4 put out and a fielder's choice. So, rumor has it that a four-year-old stole some of our pieces of paper out of the fishbowl. rumor has it as early as today. Pitch, that's a little bit outside. Ball one to Jay Harry. Well, can you confirm or deny?
He got into the fishbowl, and he took a ton last night. And I put them back, and this morning he took some more, and he declared that they were his now.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, or swing and a foul ball. So what does he plan to do with these?
They're his. I do not know the plan from here.
And you're negotiating power with the four-year-old?
I'm negotiating with them as we speak.
Okay.
I think that I can work to get them back.
So he's holding the slips of paper hostage
yes,
right now.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Good to know. 1-1. There's a bouncing ball to second. To his left, Halter has it, throws back to second for one. That's all they get. Harry reaches on the fielder's choice. Two outs. All right, Jesse, what'd you pull out of there?
What is the best game you've ever watched live?
Oh, wow. What do you got for me?
Okay. So I'm pulling this up just to make sure that I get my memory right. 2017 World Series for me. Football, it's Boise State, Oklahoma. I love that game.
Well, this is any game, so you can go whatever. Oh, watch live, but you watch that on TV? Or?
Yes, I watched Boise State, Oklahoma on TV.
The pitch?
That's live.
What about at the game, though? At first pitch, by the way, to Olivar was outside, ball one. 13-7, Cedar Rapids is leading here in the top of the eighth. The pitch? That's in there, strike one.
I was at the Hail Mary game, Russell Wilson and Wisconsin against Michigan State.
Oh.
That was a great game to be at live. Watching on TV baseball, it's game five of the 2017 World Series. I love that game.
The pitch, this is launched out to right center field. Hit well, Buelvas is going back. It's over his head, and that ball is up on the berm and gone. Olivar with his ninth of the year, and Cedar Rapids has an even 20 hits and an even 15 runs.
You got to really hit it. To hit it out to right center Jackson Field, and he did.
Second home run in this half inning that Owen has given up. He smashed that baseball. Was the 2017 World Series game the one that went like 18 innings?
No, it actually only went 10.
The pitch. That's in there, strike one to Cespedes, because you stayed up for the one that went 18 innings,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did. That was good, too. What's your answer, by the way?
Well, hold on. What was the 2017 game?
13-12 Houston.
0-1 is whacked up in the air. Left field side, foul. And that is Strike two.
7 home runs combined between the Dodgers and the Astros. It just felt like everybody was stepping up there, hitting another home run. They went back and forth. You had no idea what was going to be around the next corner. Fantastic game for swings of momentum.
I'd be like if this game finished like 16-15 or 15-14. Right now it's 15-7, Cedar Rapids leading. Another crooked number with 3 on the board here in the 8th. 0-2 pitch. Swing and that's fouled back.
All right, so for you.
2016 Stillwater.
Yes.
30-27 on a Hail Mary and hook and ladder play. 0-2. This is popped out to shallow center field. Second baseman Halter is going back. Gives way to A. Arribio on Jalays. And that will do it. The Chippewas got an extra play, an untimed down, and they beat Oklahoma State in what was later ruled to be a play that shouldn't have happened. But it did, and it was wild. Here, we've seen a wild one. 3 more runs come in on 2 homers from Sheffield and from Olivar. It's 15-7, Cedar Rapids, bottom 8 coming up.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Cedar Rapids leading Lansing as we've come to the bottom of the 8th. 22 runs, 31 hits, 3 errors. What a wild game this has been. Hello, baseball. First pitch home. That's a little bit low. Ball 1. It's been so wild that I blew through the trivia answer half inning, so we're going to get that to you here in the bottom of the 8th. Danny Bautista Jr. steps in, ready for pitch 2. Here it is. Fastball hits the bottom corner of the zone. Strike 1. It is still Kyle Bischoff that is out there. Righty-righty matchup here. The Spartan throws home to the Floridian. That's down low. 2 balls and a strike. I guess you could say Arizonan as well. Danny Bautista, born out there and from Lutz, Florida. 2-1 pitch. Hammered out to left center field, hanging up. Harry to his left. Bends over, makes the catch. 1 down.
Have you shared with Chris Snyder in the PA booth that it's Lutz?
Hey, Chris Snyder in the PA booth. It's Lutz, Florida, where Danny Bautista Jr. is from. Not Lutz, Lutz. Like, hey, man, where's all the Lutz?
You just delayed him. Colby Halter's name delayed in getting announced.
Priorities. First pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike 1. Yes, Lutz is how you pronounce Danny Bautista Jr.'s hometown. Lutz. Like Lutz? Where's the Lutz? The 0-1. Swing and a miss.
Did you just say where's the Lutz in order to use it in a sentence?
Yes. Like, directly from a quote from the movie Holes with Shia LaBeouf. Oh, yeah. Where's the loot?
I got you.
I just threw in the S, man. Where's the loot? 0-2. That's fouled back out of play. All right, enough of this. Let's get to the trivia answer.
Okay.
So the question was, who was the first major league player to hit two home runs in the first inning of a game? Jesse, I mentioned a little hint. This person is from Stockton, California. 0-2? Swing, and that's fouled back. Did we get any responses tonight?
Is it a Boone brother?
It is not.
Then we did not get any correct answers.
Do you have any idea? This is kind of a tougher one, but it happened today in baseball history.
I do not know.
0-2 pitch. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. Von Hayes.
Oh, the great Philly.
Yes. Born back in 1958, he was 22 years old when he broke into the bigs in 81. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. And down goes Colby Halter. Two outs. So he was the man that had a home run twice in the first inning. One of them was a grand slam. He was the first player to do it 22 years ago on June 11th today. A solo shot and a grand slam. He finished with six RBIs as the Phillies crushed the Mets 26-7 at the Vet. The pitch, that's up high. Ball one to Johnny Butler. Here is Cedar Rapids crushing Lansing 15-7. Bottom eight, two outs, base is clear. Cedar Rapids with 20 hits tonight. So there you go, Von Hayes, and he's from Stockton, California. 1-0 pitch. That's up high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. So unlike Mighty Casey, he did not strike out in that first inning. Solo shot and a grand slam. Johnny Butler tonight, a walk in 0-for-3. Pitch, that's fly back our way, just to the left. 2-1. 26 runs, though. And Hayes, a grand slam to cap it off. What a win. Two-one pitch. Top of the zone, strike two. By the way, if you're wondering just in general, who was the last major league player to hit two home runs in an inning? Well, it was back on May 4th. May the 4th be with you. The force was strong with this man in Oakland Athletic. The pitch, that's fouled back. That's right, the big slugging Brent Rooker. Homered twice. How about that? Back on May 4th of this year. He is the last major leaguer to do it twice in one inning. He did it in the third inning. He's the only one to do it this year. Trey Turner did it last year. The pitch, swing and a miss. In on the hands of Johnny Butler. Good pitch right there. And Bischoff shuts down the nuts as we are through eight. Let's head to the ninth. All Cedar Rapids in game one in Michigan State Capitol. 15-7. The Colonels spoiling Pride Night.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is...
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
15-7. Cedar Rapids on top. Top of the ninth inning. Rain Duncone leads things off against the lefty Jack Owen. And the first offering in there. Strike one called. I'm Jesse Gobrick-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Adam is doing some quick research, Spielbergian research. The 0-1, breaking ball down. Appeal of the check swing didn't go. Rain Duncone, Ruiz, and Maitan. 4-5-6 in Cedar Rapids order. 15 runs on 20 hits for the Colonels. The pitch hit high in the air out to right center field. Ryan Guabas is tracking it back to his left, makes the catch in deep right center. One gone. So Rain Duncone likely finishes up this ballgame. 2-for-5 with an RBI single, an RBI double, and one run scored. And I would call that an average game when you look at all of his teammates and the damage that they have done. Agustin Ruiz batting left. Takes a called strike on the outside corner. Adam, is your research complete?
Yes, it is, Jesse. Would you like to know that today is the 20th year anniversary of when Jurassic Park was first shown in the United States?
Really? Owen throws. Outside corner, strike two call.
Now, for those select special individuals that lived in Washington, D.C., it technically came out in the Uptown Theater on June 9th in 1993, but everywhere else in the United States, today, June 11th, 1993.
Breaking ball bounces in. Ball and two strikes. You know me, and I love dinosaurs.
You were in Uptown Theater. I knew it.
And I was born in Washington, D.C. I was not there. I can tell you that I was one of those teenagers who read that book. 1-2 coming. Down low and away. How about that? Happy anniversary, Jurassic Park. What a movie.
Movies. Just classics.
The series, but when the first one came out, it was all about the magic of filmmaking. Look at these dinosaurs. 2-2. That's fouled back. Right? It was all about saying, you know, coming in, that they did not actually cast dinosaurs for this movie. It was not an open casting call to find the right velociraptor. Can you open a kitchen door? Okay, good, you're on. No. But you watch the movie and you go, I believe it. A 2-ball, 2-strike pitch on its way. High fly soaring out to right for Henry Bolte. Down the line, underneath, puts it away. Two outs. I remember a high school assembly where they brought everybody in there, packed the auditorium, and we all watched the making of Jurassic Park while the teachers had whatever training they needed.
Did you guys all hold on to your butts?
Here's Kevin Maitan. Switch hitter batting right. He takes ball one inside from Owen. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, we'll see 2, 3, and 4. Hope Bolte, Annalise Simpson. Right now the lead for the Colonels is 8. 1-0, swing and a miss, strike one. After Jurassic Park 1, what is the second best movie in the franchise?
Oh, wow. I love the new ones.
This pitch breaks outside.
Is it Jurassic World, the newest one,
yeah,
with Owen and...
Yes.
Yeah,
they,
I love that one.
Clearly learned no lessons from the first one. And they said, let's open a new park anyway. Fouled away down the right side. Got a great idea.
By the way, today was the day 20 years ago that America fell in love with Jeff Goldblum.
I think America had been in love with Jeff Goldblum for a while.
Yes, he extended even larger.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Owen strikes out Kevin Maitan. Side retired. Final thoughts on Jeff Goldblum.
The best, Jesse, the best. I'm sorry, I don't have a quote of his, but I'm sure you do. Life is beautiful, something like that.
I cannot do a Goldblum impression, but if I could, I would say, well, there it is. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 15-7, Cedar Rapids on top of Lansing.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions.
so millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Protecting an 8-run lead going to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Cedar Rapids Colonels send out Juan Mendez, the right-hander. John Klein, 3 2/3. Gabriel Yanez, 2 innings. Kyle Bischoff, 2 1/3. And now Juan Mendez, a 5.40 ERA this year in 15 appearances. Deals to Henry Bolte. Up high and inside. Well, Henry's done his part. A walk, a steal, a run scored in the first inning. A grad out to third base in the second. Single, a run scored in the fourth. A home run in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Up and in again, 2-0 on Henry. Colonels. And it was all sparked by a 7-run third inning, wiping out a 3-0 early lead. Bolte takes a called strike. Final out for the Michigan State Spartan Kyle Bischoff. 2 1/3 innings. 2 hits, 1 run. No walks, 3 strikeouts. Started off getting hit hard. Bolte welcomed him with a home run. Pitched much better from there. Bolte hits a high fly. That's going to stay in the ballpark. Left center field for Jay Harry. Not coming in, called off. Center fielder Hess with the catch. 1 down.
I appreciate the fans' enthusiasm thinking that was a home run. You know, if they cheer loud enough, sometimes you never know. You could will it out.
What is this, Peter Pan? Clap your hands. Clap your hands if you believe.
Clap, clap indeed.
Here's a Rubiel Analyst.
Mr. Smee.
Cedar Rapids, 2 outs away. The pitch, Analyst ticks. Strike one called by Shin Kusasawa. Analyst is 1 for 4. In the third inning, a single. He scored a run. Mendez offers. Bounced it in. So you've got Bolte, who scored 3 runs, has reached base 3 times and homered. The man on deck, Will Simpson, is 3 for 3. A walk, 2 singles, a home run. He's knocked in 3 and scored 2. Luke Mann, the number 6 batter in the order, is 3 for 4 with 3 singles. They have the hits concentrated among them. Analyst went waving for that one. Fishing expedition on the count is 1 and 2.
No. See, we already did that in the 8th, Jesse. Oh,
sorry about that. My mistake. Mendez throws. Analyst lines a base hit to left field. The crowd approves. Jay Harry gets it in. Second hit of the game for Analyst. Second single of the game. 12 hit night for the Lansing Locos. The most runs that Lansing has scored all year in one half inning is 9. They have done that twice. They have scored 8 runs once. Down by 8. Will Simpson takes a called strike.
I think I was seeing today that the most runs scored in a minor league game this year is 14. It's happened twice.
Twice.
It's ridiculous.
Huh. Well, they don't need 14. Simpson takes strike 2 call.
Yeah, see, it's all relative. Just 8.
Yeah. 14 is greedy.
Not like Greedo on Saturday.
That's right. Analeas at first, 0-2. Simpson, it's a high fly to left. Back goes Jay Harry, nearing the wall. Harry is there for the catch. He quickly relays it in. And Analeas back to first. Simpson just missed his second homer of the game.
Well, he was just missing home runs in Dayton. He already got one tonight, but more to that variety where he hit them high up in the air and he just got too far under them. Boy, he just missed that. Harry, he definitely does his deep knee bends because he lunged to make that catch on the wall.
Limber. Two gone. Brian Buelbaez takes ball one.
It's going down. He's feeling limber.
15-7, Colonels, one out away from the victory. Mendez to Buelbaez, up and inside, had him jump back. Tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m., your pitching matchup, Blaise Pontes for Lansing, Christian McLeod for the Colonels. The Southpaw McLeod, a fifth rounder 3 years ago. Pontes will be piggybacked by the lefty Will Johnston. 2-0, swing and a miss, strike one. Brian Buelbaez swung himself into a tizzy. Back to Will Simpson. I like the direction that things are going. This was a good game for Will. Curious to see how the rest of this homestand is going to go. Buelbaez went reaching and missing a fastball at 95 away. Now the count is 2-2. Cedar Rapids is one strike away. Time granted to Buelbaez. Analeas at first. And Mendez, the long look, has his sign set at the belt. A 2-2 pitch. A swing and a pop bell back our way. The rooftop. 97 from Mendez there. In the first inning, Buelbaez laced an RBI triple. Since then, a flyout, a walk, but he was picked off. And his last time up, he flied out to very deep center. Good swings today. Again, the two ball, two strike pitch. He chased it down low. The catcher, Olivar, caught it. Throws down to first just in case. Complete that strikeout with a 2-3. And this ball game is over. Cedar Rapids wins the opener 15-7. Adam and I will be right back with the postgame show from Jackson Field.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Welcome in. Time for Lansing postgame. Locos fall in a slugfest today to the Cedar Rapids Colonels 15-7. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, rejoined by Adam Jaxa. Adam, look, if you look at these Locos hitting stats, they remind me a little bit of what Lansing did on the road in Dayton. But if you look at the hitting stats for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, it reminds me of what the Dayton Dragons did here in Lansing. First game for the Colonels here at Jackson Field, and they made themselves at home.
They certainly did. I mean, 15 runs, 20 hits, knocked out a couple of home runs. The top of the order tonight was remarkable. They had a stretch in the third inning where they had six straight hits, They brought 11 batters to the plate, scored 7 runs on 8 hits with 3 doubles, and then they just continued to pile it on. Lansing couldn't get back into the game because Cedar Rapids kept extending their lead. They scored 3 more in the 5th, 2 in the 7th, 3 in the 8th, and the Colonels, who scored 25 here last year in a game, get 15 with 20 hits tonight. And Lansing, they did have some unfortunate luck. Carrasco, he wasn't hit very hard in the first few innings, but everything was dropping in that was put in play for the Colonels, and he ends up exiting with 10 hits and 7 runs allowed, and they just didn't look back from there when they put together that 7-run third inning.
So with this loss, the Lansing Locos record is now 30-28, and Lake County victorious earlier today over Fort Wayne. Lansing's now 5 games back with 8 games to go in this first half. 7 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Lansing Locos in defeat. 7 runners left on, 4 for 11 with runners in scoring position. The Cedar Rapids Colonels trying to chase Wisconsin do stay within 3.5 games. Wisconsin victorious earlier today at West Michigan. The Colonels score 15 runs on 20 hits, 1 error. And they strand 9 runners on, but they go 10 for 18 with runners in scoring position. The winning pitcher is Gabriel Yanez out of the pen in relief of the starter John Klein, who only went 3 2/3 innings. But the bullpen for Cedar Rapids, 5 1/3 innings of just 1 run allowed. Meanwhile, for Lansing, Luis Carrasco went 2 2/3, allowing 7 runs. And then the bullpen gave up 8. Dylan Hall, 1 2/3 innings, 3 runs, 2 earned. Yason Sanchez, 2 2/3 innings, 2 runs. Jacko in 2 innings, he allowed 3 runs. He also allowed a couple of home runs. The game time, 3 hours and 7 minutes, in front of a crowd of 2,341. So one game down. And Adam, we look ahead to tomorrow. Blaise Pontes against Christian McLeod on Wing Wednesday in the dog days of summer. What are you looking forward to?
Well, Lansing, they got to pitch it better, Jesse. We're speaking from their perspective. I mean, the hits, the runs, they put together good at-bats tonight, but you can't give up 15 runs and 20 hits. And Cedar Rapids did that tonight. So they're going to have to do a much better job, specifically against the top of the order. For Cedar Rapids, how about an encore? Can you put together some runs? Can you put together some hits like you did tonight? Probably not, but you have to have a ton of confidence after game one here in Lansing.
Game two of the 6-game series coming up tomorrow night. Thursday, Coors Light Thirsty. Thursday, Friday, Jordan Diaz bobblehead. There's so many different things. Peanuts night, Saturday, Star Wars night, Sunday, Father's Day, the Capital City Market Kids Day.
Let me ask you, Jesse, which are you most excited for?
Of all of these nights coming up this week, I'm curious about the Peanuts uniforms on Friday.
Well, you already know my choice, so Star Wars.
I know.
Yes, you do.
I did not have a bad feeling about that. The saga continues on Saturday night here at Jackson Field. We hope to see you here. Go online, MILB.com/Lansing, get your tickets, or call 517-485-4500 during office hours. Meanwhile, you can just check in. Jackson Field, located in downtown Lansing, Michigan Avenue between Cedar Street and Large Street downtown. As we look around the ballpark, you remember, Adam, that you had seen the Klein family, the Klein supporters,
yeah,
earlier today, and there they are waiting for John Klein, and now the big Cedar Rapids right-hander has hopped over the guardrail, is approaching, as a baseball in his hand.
So it looks like Dad has a Stingers jersey on. We were trying to figure out what the uniform was, but how about that? Hug for Mom, handshake for it looks like Dad. That's pretty darn cool.
It's just wonderful. He is handed a baseball. He has received a bag in return. So John Klein and the Cedar Rapids Colonels prevailing tonight. Final thoughts.
Hey, congrats to Cedar Rapids, man. They brought it. And again, Lansing didn't play bad. They brought the offense, but some unfortunate luck turned into a lot of balls in play and a lot of hits and runs and a 7-run third. And Cedar Rapids, Lansing was for sure getting back into the game, but Cedar Rapids quelled the momentum with their continuous hits and runs, and they got to feel pretty good about a comeback win Sunday in Great Lakes, and then a big, big game offensively here to open up this series in Lansing.
For Adam Jacks, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and / Lansing Locos tonight. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts / tonight, the Locos. Big thanks as well to Nate Miller. Who is he? Nasty Nate, if Adam was on the headset. Good night from Michigan State Capitol Final score, Cedar Rapids 15, the Locos 7. And vamos, Locos.